I was at Disneyland once, and there was this guy who got up from his seat, and I saw this sort of imprint of his sort of butt and stuff, or like his sort of taint area, you know,
yeah,
or whatever that area is. That's sort of, you know, kind of between the balls and the crack.
That's taint.
Yeah. And you could see there was like a formation that had appeared, and it was this wetness. It was not sweat. Or might may have been partially sweat, but it was condensation from just it being there being a little kind of compartment there, you know, that was made by his crack and, you know, taint area. Weirdo, weirdo, I'm a weirdo, 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 I'm a weirdo. Killed the pussy, killed the bitch, turned her to a weirdo. Crystal Zone 6, $500,000 earlobes. Weirdo, weirdo, I'm a weirdo, 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 I'm a weirdo. Gucci man.
Hello, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to my podcast. It's Ari Shaffir's Skeptic Tank. I'm Ari Shaffir. Okay. On today's episode, I've got a very funny man who's been on the podcast before, Brent Weinbach. He was last on for episode 96, Hemorrhoid Trip. We took a road trip down from San Francisco. But he's back. Brent is one of the strangest people I know. He's full of weirdness. He might be autistic. Nah, I don't really think so, though. He's just weird. He's weird. He does weird things. We'll talk about it in the episode. If you know him, you know what I'm talking about. He's just weird. His comedy's weird, and he's just so weird. He's just so different. And he'll explain to me all this stuff, and I'll see if I still believe he's weird or not. Spoiler alert, I don't. I get it. I get everything he's saying, but overall, it makes it seem super weird. Anyway, regardless, that's the name of the episode today. Episode 210, Weirdo with Brent Weinbach. My special came out, Passive Aggressive, on Friday night. The response has been tremendous. Thank you guys for watching, for liking it, and for sharing it with your friends. Fuck it, that's the greatest day of the year for comedians when a special comes out. And I've been lucky enough to have that happen twice in the first quarter of the year. The first fucking 73 days. Pretty rad, you guys. 75 days, something like that. It doesn't really matter. But thank you, everybody. So if you didn't know, Paid Regular came out in January, and then this special, Passive Aggressive, which was recorded... It was a 2013 release, but it had no home. Chill, the company that it was out on, went under, and so you had no place to watch it other than illegal downloads. And now it's available, and people watched it, and they loved it. Now, here's the story. There was one bit cut out of it for TV. One bit. The Bobby Lee shit story bit. If you haven't seen it, you got to see it. Either find it on YouTube, or you can download it. You can buy the whole special, and that comes with it. It's a 19-minute long story. So that's all they cut out of the special, I think. I watched a little of it in the green room of the Brea Improv, but just a little bit. Just to see where they end with. But the real end was this Bobby Lee story. This is their closer. I get it. You got to cut something out. You're not going to chop up the bit. But if you want it, you go to my website right now, and at the top, you can get it. Until March 20th for the price of pay whatever you want. Some people are paying $1. If you bought the special before and you don't have it because Chill went under... You pay the dollar, and if you see me, and let me know, I'll give you the dollar. Sorry you have to go through this, but I'll pull it out of my wallet and give it to you. Somebody took me up on Brea this weekend. I didn't know what he was talking about at first. And then he told me, he's like, oh, yeah, yeah. So, yeah, I don't mind at all. Some people paid up to $20 for it, I think. I haven't seen all the stats. I see all that on Monday. But thank you guys for watching it and sharing it with you. If you don't, I haven't seen it. It's probably on demand right now on Comedy Central. I don't really know how that stuff works. So I'll be the first to admit when I don't know how something works. And I do not know how on-demand works. But it should be there. So thank you, guys. It really has been a great first quarter of the year. And speaking of, we got a sponsor today. Here's the deal. It's a mattress company. This company called Sattva. Tom Segura and Christina Pazitsky from Your Mom's House podcast, they used it. They got them a mattress, and they love it. And there's this new mattress they have called Loom and Leaf. They have a website, too. Loom, like a loom. That's a great way to define it, Ari. when you say the word over again, as if that'll somehow help people. Check, like a check. Loom and Leaf, L-O-O-L-M. No, two O's. And it's a new mattress, and they're premiering it at South by Southwest. They took over the Bates Motel. They made a on Cesar Chavez, they made some motel look like the Bates Motel. So if you stop in there, and this is an All Things Comedy sponsorship. If you stop in there and fill out your name and email address, and you can win a trip to like stay in the Bates Motel. Here's the deal, though. The mattresses are good. They're supposed to be half price, and you're like, why would I get a mattress online? They have no stores, so they can have lower overhead. But like, why would somebody buy it online? You get 75 days, everybody. You get 75 days to return it. Not just sleep on it once and then bargain the guy down. You get 75 days. I mean, if you're like sort of homeless, I'm not going to tell you not to take advantage of that, but like, you know, 70 days, boom, return it. Segura and Christina use this. Some Tempur-Pedic mattress. Loom and Leaf. Go to loomandleaf.com. LOOMANDLEAF.com. But here's the deal. They fuck on this mattress. Fat, hairy ass Tom Segura pounds his wife, Christina Pazsitzky, smothers her, smothers the fair-haired young maiden with his Brillo-like chest. Tom Segura has chest hair the way Jesus has hair in black neighborhoods. What positions do you think they do it in? On their loomandleaf.com bed. I bet they start with some dessert. I bet they have the dessert in their bed, and then the lovemaking commences. Tom rips out a fart, like a really loud fart that kind of reminds you of the battle horn from Lord of the Rings. And then I think he grabs her, and Christina sort of swallows his face with her mouth. Looking about his face and nose, pulling down his pants, which are already down because his belt can't keep his pants up anymore under his gaining weight. And then he turns her. I don't know. They for real fuck on that bed. I never even thought about them fucking before. They for real fuck, like all the time. They live together. They must do it all the time. Christina Pazsitzky and Tom Segura fuck on the reg. And now they do it on their loomandleaf.com bed. Anyway, go to the Bates Motel when you're there at South By. You'll see it when you're walking around. Stop in, and you can get a chance to win a trip. Just enter your name. You can stay a night at the Bates Motel. Oh, during South by Southwest, you can stay there. Oh, that'd be fucking cool. And a chance to win a Lumen Leaf mattress. Not bad. All right. Next week, I am going to have my Passover preview. I was thinking about yesterday. I was talking to Jason Rouse from the Monsters of Comedy Tour. And I was thinking about Passover. What a weird fucking holiday it is. And then I realized it's coming up. So next week, remind me on Twitter. Give my actual story, the real Jew story of Passover. I like these. I haven't done one of these in a while. So, yeah. Tune in next week. So, that's it. I'm at South by Southwest on Tuesday. This is tomorrow. I think you need passes to get in. It's a This Is Not Happening Storyteller show. I'm also on Big J's crowd work show right before. And Jay's on my storyteller show right after. We're doing all music stories. And that's it. And we have that Comedy Store Stories coming up a week from Tuesday. Get tickets to my website, arithegreat.com. Also, Sacramento. Australian tour coming. I'm going to the full moon party and go straight to Australia. Sydney, Melbourne, Brisbane. So, that's it, you guys. And if anybody knows of an apartment in New York, I need to move June 1st. All right, let's start the episode. Ladies and gentlemen, Ari Shaffir, Skeptic Tank, episode 210, Weirdo. With Brent Weinbach, I'm talking slowly because I'm thinking I'm forgetting to say something. Starts, perhaps, I can remember now. And I remembered. The last episode of This Is Not Happening is this Thursday. This Thursday night at 12:30 Eastern, right after at midnight, 11:30 Central, 10:30 Mountain, 9:30 Pacific, or 12:30. I don't know how time that stuff works. The last episode, myself, I'm doing a story of the first mushroom trip I ever had with my friend Pete Carboni and Joey Diaz. The one and only, the great Joey Diaz, is on this Thursday. You guys, you don't want to miss this story. It's fucking great. You got to see it. Tune in. Set your DVRs. You got to watch that Joey Diaz story. I'm telling you right now. You're all going to be talking about it the next day. I'm telling you. Have fun with it. I'm proud to be presenting it to you. All right. Ari Shapiro's Captain Tech, episode 210. Weirdo with Brent Weinbach commences now.
Remember when you were young? You shone like the sun.
No, but that's weird. No. Actually, being by yourself in China is no big whoop, you know, but I mean, just
must
being...
do a big whoop. Can't even talk the language. You got to point to a menu item and just say,
oh, that was
this.
That was funny. When I was in Beijing, I had to... Yeah, nobody in Beijing spoke English. And
yeah.
I remember I was basically doing charades for stuff, you know?
Yeah.
When I was looking for an ATM and I said, do you know... I just said ATM, you know? I thought maybe they would know that.
And they don't.
She was shaking no, and then I said... And so I kind of got out a card and I kind of pretended to insert, and I went
and
started doing like kind of like money coming out on my hand.
Did she get it?
And then she went, yeah, she laughed and she was like, oh, ho, ho, and she like pointed to
it. Wow. I had to do that at Cap City once. There was a bodega that's closed now right around the corner in that same mall. Shopping.
Yeah.
And I had to buy condoms, and the guy was like, I don't know. And I was like, condomo?
Wait.
And he looked at me.
Really? He was foreign?
Yeah, he was Latino. He was a Mexican.
Oh, that's funny. Okay.
And then I had to mime out.
Wait, what did you say? What did you call him?
Condomo.
Condomo.
That's so racist.
Condomo.
That's like legit racist. That's not a joke. I realized like maybe this is a word in Spanish.
Condomo.
Yeah, you got to mime it out.
Oh, did you mime it out?
Yeah.
Oh, that's like funny. What did you
it
do?
And then like unrolling it on your dick.
Oh, like, that's right, so funny, actually. So you, so like, act it out right now, real quick.
Okay, so it's like condomo, and he's just looking at me. No, it's like, and it's like, I go like the wrapper, and then I just took it out. I didn't do the taking it out, but I had it, and then I just.
That still doesn't look exactly
but right
like
above my dick, though.
Oh, you did it over
yeah,
your
like,
pants.
I'm standing up, like right above where my dick would be.
It still doesn't necessarily. I don't.
And then you have to do the. I should have done the fucking motion.
I still don't know what it is exactly. if you were telling me, because like, oh, that is so funny. Did you? Maybe you should have like used was it in a liquor store or something like
uh-huh.
that? Maybe you could, there's probably a banana sitting around.
Maybe you
could have just went like this on the. Actually, but that would be give off the wrong. Thing too, like you're kind of stroking a banana. You might have thought you were asking him, like, where can I find a guy to stroke my penis? You know, because when you're rolling the thing down, like this is what it looked like just now. It looked like this. You're like this.
You think just tapping my dick?
What is it? It looked like you were using two fingers to rub your penis just now.
I needed to jerk off my tiny 1-inch cock.
It's like basically you're saying, like, I have a tiny penis. You know anyone with like delicate fingers that can just kind of roll their fingers on the sides of my penis? just the tips of their fingers on the sides of my penis.
It's fun to mime out stuff like that.
No, but it actually was fun. It was fun miming that stuff out. I'm trying to remember what else we mimed.
Bathroom, for sure. I would like, where's the bathroom?
You just kind of squat or something.
I would, but that's the problem. You do the sitting down and shitting, but they're like, I don't get it. You like have to squat shit. for them to understand it. That was fun. I'm going to Thailand, by the way.
Oh, to do comedy?
No, Australia for comedy for festival season, and then in April, and then I'm going to take a 8-9 day trip to Thailand.
Okay, yeah, never been. I assume.
No, uh-huh. Have you?
No.
What's your Filipino?
Yeah, I want to go to Philippines. I want to do comedy.
Do you consider Philippines Asia?
Yeah, definitely.
Some lady in my audience the other day was like, Asia. She's like, I'm not Asian. I was like, what
oh, she thought she was Pacific Islander or something like that?
Yeah, she goes, I'm Filipino. I'm like,
well, no, it's definitely.
I'm talking about a bigger group.
I consider it Asia. Yeah. In fact, I consider it the sort of Mexico of Asia.
It is that mixture halfway between the two, right?
It's the Spanish colonization. And,
oh, really?
Which is, you know, to me, very parallel to Spanish, you know, Spanish inbreeding with the native Americans in, you know, South America, you know, not South America, but in Southern America.
Uh-huh.
I mean,
those people Southern coming over there.
Basically Mexico, the area that is Mexico,
yeah.
You know, Spanish, you know, Spanish settlers and natives creating the Mexican race, basically, in the same way Spanish people going to the Philippines and mating with the natives there and creating Filipinos.
Right.
And that's why Filipino, there's a lot of kind of Spanish words in Tagalog, you know.
Yeah.
It really is very similar to Mexico, you know, in a way.
Yeah. Tagalog. I've been going to this Filipino restaurant in New York. Jeepney.
Oh, yeah? They have you like it?
Yeah, and they have balut too.
Wait, have you tried balut?
I haven't tried it yet, but I'm working up the courage.
I don't think
every time somebody orders it, all the waiters go balut. It's pretty fun, but it's like super authentic. Like, well, I don't know. I'm guessing Filipino food, yeah. But then they play like regular, like old school R&B on the
that's
radio.
Filipino too.
Is it really?
No.
Yeah, they're just getting.
Tevin Campbell. Tevin Campbell's a legend in the Philippines.
Tevin Campbell's a god.
No, I'd like to go to the Philippines. I'd check out Thailand. You're going to go by yourself?
No, I'm going to meet some Hong Kong friends there.
Oh, okay. So your friends in Hong Kong, they're going to go with you to Thailand.
Yeah, I'm going to be by myself for a couple of days and with them for a few days and by myself again.
I was in, as far as Asia goes, the only Asian countries I've been to aside from China and, well, actually when I was in China, discovered that Hong Kong considers itself a separate
It's totally separate.
Country, I guess.
I couldn't tell. I did comedy in 10 countries last year. I didn't know if it was 10 or 9 because of Hong Kong.
Because of Hong Kong, yeah. So, but aside from China...
You need your passport to go from mainland China into Hong Kong.
Yeah, people in Hong Kong don't think they're Chinese. They call themselves Hong Konger.
Really?
If they're people from Hong Kong, they say they're Hong Konger.
Yeah, now that they're back and they're losing the democracy and they're like, no, they're all having all the sit-ins and stuff about having democratic process and elections... And they're like, no, we'll appoint your guy. Or we'll appoint the only two candidates. And everyone's like, no, you're only appointing people we don't want. And they're like, look, guys, you're back to China now. So the answer is no.
Right. So I guess they're really fighting hard to keep it separate. It's funny that people say stuff like, you're also doing shows in China? These when you're in Hong Kong.
Oh, really?
Well, did you do any shows on the mainland?
Yeah, sure. Shanghai,
Suzhou. So they would call at... No, but they would... Oh, even part of that Hong Kong tour, you know?
Uh-huh.
They would say, you know... people would say, oh, are you also doing shows in China?
Oh, yeah, wuxi.
As if Hong Kong wasn't part of China.
Yeah.
But...
Did you go over, like, into the main mainland of China?
Yeah.
So it's like Winter Wuxi and all
Guangzhou.
Those, Guangzhou, yeah.
Yeah.
That's pretty cool.
And then it's funny. It really is... It is pretty different, though, in mainland China than Hong Kong.
So different.
I mean, there's... This was
it's the shit everywhere is the main difference.
Well, yeah, no, this was my sort of impression of China, but also I was kind of trying to do a joke about this. I don't think I'm going to keep it, but basically I learned real Chinese from Chinese people. Real Chinese. When I was in Beijing, I learned real Chinese from authentic Chinese people. I learned how to say, because that was everything you heard. You always heard that. I heard that nonstop
also,
there.
Also, the pollution.
Yeah, it was. It was.
So it gets in your throat.
So it's really dirty. It's gross there, right?
People just shit everywhere.
But in Hong Kong, there's signs everywhere that say no hawking.
Really?
They want to make, and it's also you can't smoke indoors there. You can smoke indoors everywhere in China.
They do this thing too, where it's like this is derogatory term that I love now. It's mainlanders as a fucking. I use it in my special. Yeah. Like, fucking mainlanders.
Yeah. Mainlanders. Yeah.
And my friends in like Shanghai, like, you just learned that word. I'm like, yeah, I know, man, but it's true.
Yeah.
But like, if you're in a mall in Hong Kong and there is a turd in a corner, like a literal piece of shit, that was a mainlander who did it.
Right.
And you're like, that's derogatory to say mainland. It's like, no, not all mainlanders will shit in a mall in Hong Kong, but if there is shit in a mall, it was a mainlander who did it.
It's pretty dirty, yeah. Also, mainland China was, everybody was so kind of cold and not very helpful, but people in Hong Kong were so friendly.
English
and,
influence.
And they spoke English, too.
English
and,
influence.
And but, man, some of the responses we got were so funny from people who didn't. Even on the plane, actually. On the plane to China, we were, my sister was with me part of the trip.
Yeah.
And she asked for this napkin. She asked for a napkin. First of all, napkins are this.
You gotta pay for them.
You can't find napkins anywhere. You gotta pay for them. It's crazy.
Can I get a napkin? 50 cents.
Yeah, it was so funny how it was so hard to find napkins. But even on the plane, you couldn't find napkins. So they give us stuff on the plane, and we didn't have napkins. And so my sister asked the guy for a napkin. And this is the impression. Okay, so it's just say, you don't have to repeat it twice, the question. Be like, oh, do you have a napkin? You'll say that twice. Okay, ready? Watch this.
Excuse me, do you have a napkin? Do you have a napkin? You just walked away from me? What? How do you just walk away? I just asked you a question, and then I asked it again. We clearly have an interplay.
I said what, too?
Yeah,
I said,
what? Goes, so you're drawn
he goes,
in.
Like, he goes, she's like, yeah. She's like, excuse me, do you have a napkin? He's like, what? She's like, you know, like, do you have a napkin? And he just, like, disappointedly walked away. And just, but then he did come back. 5 minutes later or something like that, and he said, we don't have it.
So he looked for it?
I don't know. I don't even know.
We don't have it. Why would you clean yourself? It's so polluted and dirty. It was fun, though. Did you have a good time there?
Yeah, it was cool. Yeah,
I was amazed.
I mean, it was nice. Hong Kong was awesome, actually.
Did you take a junk boat out under the...
No, I didn't do that. Because it was not... You went in June, right, or something? Yeah. So I went in December, and it was in Hong Kong. Some days were warm, but it wasn't. It was also kind of cold. It was just wasn't the season for doing a junk boat thing.
Okay.
And on top of that, I mean, I can't see
you doing that.
I wasn't too fussed about doing a junk boat. You told me to do that before I went, but I
swam with running around jellyfish all around you. It's like they all just come up.
Really?
And got warm. People are like, hey, jellyfish, like they're over there, but they start swimming closer.
Oh, you were in the water, and the jellyfish were next to you.
Yeah, we had to take those those floater rods. People have in pools, those long like tubes.
Yeah, yeah.
So we had to take them and smack the water right by the ladder into the boat so they would move away.
Oh, that's crazy. Were you kind of scared of the jellyfish?
A little, but no one else seemed to be. So it's like, fuck it, let's jump off the boat again.
Wow, okay. Yeah, I wouldn't have done that. That seems a little, that's not for me, I think. You know?
A lot of stuff's not for you.
Yeah, that's true, actually.
You're a weirdo.
Well, I mean, it depends on how you look
at
it.
Do you find that term derogatory to you?
I get why people would think that, but
me and Louis Katz were doing impressions of you in San Francisco about if I wanted to double dip chips into, like, because I think we went to Mama's.
Oh yeah, the sandwich place.
Yeah, and they give you the jelly.
Oh, did you get the Monte Cristo? Yeah.
We weren't that stoked on it.
Oh, both of you weren't?
Yeah, we got the Mama's.
That's
Cristo.
That's Louis' favorite.
I know, but the Monte Cristo, the bread was, they cut it pretty thick, so it was like more bread than filler.
Mm-hmm.
And the Mama's Cristo that someone else got when we were with Candace was way thinner French toast, and it was like better. Anyway, but we were like double dipping into the jelly, and he goes, are you okay with double dipping? I'm going to. I was like, yeah, sure. And then we were both like, Brett Weinbach would not be okay with it. And he goes, give me your impression of Brett Weinbach when you're double dipping. And he was like, I prefer not.
This is what I would have done. Yeah. I would just get a big kind of scoop of it and just get my portion on my plate, and that's what I would use.
Have you always been a germaphobe?
No, I started getting more germaphobic around when I was around 13.
What happened?
I was touched by a babysitter.
No way.
A male babysitter when I was 13.
For real?
No.
What happened at 13?
You seemed actually genuinely concerned just now.
Yeah.
I don't know what happened. I used to be pretty dirty. I didn't I didn't shower a lot, and yeah. I'd wait till I was really dirty to start getting clean, and then take a bath or whatever, take a shower. I don't know. I just got into the habit of it. I think what it was? It's because I think I started going through puberty, actually. So when I actually started to smell more, you know?
I remember,
I think, what it was. I think it was puberty, because I would start, my body would start smelling more, and yeah. I was thinking, okay, I guess I need to shower more, you know, now.
I remember Herzy Ginsburg's mom telling us, like, we came up playing football one Shabbos, and she goes, hey kids, have your parents told you about deodorant? And we're like, no, what is that? She goes, go home and ask your parents about deodorant. Because we clearly stunk. That's like funny. B.O.
Well, no, because before I went through puberty, I hated taking showers, actually.
Yeah.
You know, I just didn't, when I was a kid, when I was younger, I just didn't like to take showers, you know? And, but yeah, I think as I started to smell more a little bit, I thought, yeah, I want to keep it clean. That's basically where I think it's.
Different. Yeah, but it's not just keeping it clean. You're not just showering a lot. Like when you got into my car, we drove down from San Fran to L.A., and I got a rental car.
Yeah.
You saw a spot on the seat, and you were like very specific. Like, was this here before you picked up the car or after? And I was like, I think before. I'm 90% sure.
I don't remember that.
And you're like, hmm. And then you had to smell the seat for a while.
No, I mean, you make it. No, I probably smelled it briefly, maybe.
Yeah, not a while, not like an hour or anything. It was like
it was probably
10 seconds.
Yeah, less than 10 seconds, even. It's one smell. Okay.
Yeah, maybe five seconds.
Yeah, okay.
Let's get the accurate time. Yeah.
And, yeah.
Where does that come from, the smelling of the seats?
Well, since I was. Okay, first of all, I have talked about this already.
Who cares? Nobody cares.
And I even had a bit about it on my first CD, actually. So you could save this for when you break down my album, but my first album. But all right, since I was probably 7 or 8 years old,
yeah,
I had always kind of recognized a mysterious smell of a mixture of sweat, flesh, and excrement.
You recognize that smell?
Yeah, I would pick it up sometimes. I'd smell it. I'd think, where's this? It's a butt smell. I would think, where's this butt smell coming from? It's you know, it's like a butt crack smell.
Yeah,
you know?
Sure.
I thought, where's this? It's not quite like poo exactly, but it smells like
it's butt air.
It's kind of it's fleshier. You know, it's kind of there's a cheesiness to it. You know what I mean? You know what I mean?
I think I do. I'm not positive.
Poo smells like poo, right?
Right.
But then there's a smell
it's
that's
different.
Sort of just maybe like a little bit of
shit grease.
Is that like Dingleberries?
No, it's kind of like the sweat that mixes in your asshole
exactly.
As a little piece of like.
No, what it does
sweat.
Is poo that's maybe further up might seep down a little bit because it's their sweat brings it down a little bit or something. So there's a sweat. It's
when
cheesy.
I walk around in New York all day long.
Yeah.
In the summer. In August.
Give yourself a wipe.
Yeah, you give yourself a wipe and you're like, that's a smell that's in there.
Yeah.
And it's not exactly a shit smell. It's not the same smell as if you wiped your ass after your shit. It's it's mixed
it's flesh.
With...
It's fleshy. Yeah. Cheesy. It's cheesy. It's got a cheesiness to it, actually. And so I had started noticing that smell around age 7 or 8. And I would just think, why does it smell like a butt right now? You know, like I didn't know where it was from, you know?
Yeah.
But I just thought... Smells like butt, like a butt crack or whatever. So as I got older, I started noticing it more and more. Like if you're waiting in line, if you're waiting in line at the aquarium in Monterey, and you know it's summertime and there's people waiting, or Disneyland, you can definitely if you're behind someone in line at Disneyland, you know, and it's a hot summer day, you definitely could sometimes pick
it
up.
Yeah, you can smell it. Absolutely.
And so I would just notice it in different places, but I didn't know where it was from exactly. I just didn't know. I didn't know where it was from. When I was 16 years old, I was playing piano. I was practicing with – I played jazz. I was in the jazz band in high school.
Really?
Yeah. Did you know that about me?
Mm-mm.
I play piano, jazz piano.
I don't think I did.
Oh, really?
I just thought you were into 8-bit music.
I do like 8-bit and 16-bit era music, but...
I'm just an 8-bit. 16-bit is sellout.
Is what?
Sellout garbage.
Sellout?
8-bit forever.
You're just out of touch and old, you know? It's like
I went to get oil for my car. I guess it's Simone's car that I'm driving. And I'm like, I need motor oil. Like, what kind? I'm like, I don't know, just motor oil. Like, dude, there's like 20 kinds. You got to check. I'm like, well, I don't know how to fucking check Simone's car motor oil. They kind of wait half an hour. Then when I got it, he goes, this says good for all types of cars. I'm so mad. Anyway, sorry.
All right. So I was playing piano, right?
Yeah.
And I smelled the smell, right?
You smelled the shit cheese smell.
Yeah. And I was thinking, where's this? I thought, okay, it's somewhere around here. I was playing piano. I was thinking, where's that smell coming from? And there was this one kid sitting on a stool. And he was kind of watching me play. And I remember he got up from the stool and he left, and I really smelled it. It was really strong. I stopped playing piano and I really tried to follow my nose. I tried to sniff it out.
No
where is
way.
This coming from? Because I thought I got to figure out where this smell is, because it was always mysterious to me where the smell was, what the smell came from. And I actually smelled my way. It started getting stronger and stronger until I hit the stool, and it was so strong. It punched my nose.
Did you go in and smell it? How close?
Well,
you
just
to
I got like
that's less than a foot. That's less than a foot.
I thought is this coming from the stool? I thought, and I was like,
you're 4 inches away right now.
Yeah, it was, and then I realized it's from people's butts,
yeah.
Actual butts, and they
goes
leave
through
it.
Clothes.
It goes through their clothes, and they leave it on the suit on wherever they're sitting.
Wow!
And it's worse when the seat is what I would call a soaker.
What's a soaker? Is this a soaker?
That's a soaker.
Couch? Anything but
a fabric. Like, fabric stuff is a. So
a park bench is not a soaker.
It's not, but it might still have the smell for a period of time, but it'll dissipate,
right?
You know, fairly quickly. But a soaker will retain it for a little longer.
So, how much longer do you think? Forever?
Well, I just know this. In college, I used to go to the media resource library and, you know, watch movies in there and stuff for a class. And these flashbacks of smelling seeds are making me gag, you know? No, I'm just kidding. But I would go into the media resource library, and they had fabric bottoms to them.
Yeah.
And those would smell so bad, because people would be sitting in those. Movie theaters are prime soaker.
Do you go to movie theaters?
Yeah, I do, sure.
So now wait. go ahead.
Anyway, when I was 16, I realized, I started understanding, like I started seeing the matrix of butt crack smells, and that it was everywhere, and that if...
This is like They Live, but instead of fucking lizard people, you're seeing...
Seeing cracks, yeah.
Yeah, shit, jeez.
Yeah, it was like, it was almost like I had sunglasses for my nose.
Yeah, yeah.
It was like, they were like, I don't know what the equivalent would be. It was like a nasal spray for my, I don't know. Anyway, so...
The metaphor's gone. All right.
Yeah, I would smell. Anyway, then I started to become very cautious about where I sat, because I didn't want my clothes to soak in the smell.
Oh, because it would.
That's how I think of it. Yeah,
leave the equivalent of, like, I don't know, some liquid that you leave on there, some smelly yeah. liquid.
Well, sometimes
you sit on it, get into your...
Well, sometimes it is liquid. Sometimes you can see it.
No way.
Yes.
Because the sweat.
Because the sweat. Not just sweat, actually, condensation. It's not even sweat.
That takes some of the...
Especially on a non-soaker. On a non-soaker, you can see it. So if it's like a...
On a non-soaker. I bet.
If it's like a plastic seat or something like that,
yeah.
I've seen it before. It was actually at Disneyland.
That's what they say at the Disneyland. But that's what they say at gyms. Like, wipe down your seat.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Gyms. Gyms are prime.
Wipe down your seat. So, yeah.
I was at Disneyland once, and there was this guy who got up from his seat, and I saw this... sort of imprint of his sort of butt and stuff, or like his taint area, you know,
yeah,
or whatever that area is. That's sort of, you know, kind of between the balls and the crack.
That's taint.
And you could see there was like a formation that had appeared, and it was this wetness. It was not sweat, or may have been partially sweat, but it was condensation from just it being. There being a little kind of compartment there, you know, that was made by his crack and, you know, taint area. And it was a visual representation of the smell, I thought.
Wow.
So, you know, I've turned people onto this, and they can't go back.
People start smelling seeds.
Yeah. I remember my friend Curtis, my siblings. I've turned them on. I said, "You watch before you sit down somewhere, smell the seat, because sometimes you don't need to get close. Sometimes you can smell it, and it's like,
forget it.
Yeah,
you didn't smell this seat at all.
I don't do it as much. Also, sometimes I go on faith. Sometimes I just think I don't do it all the time.
Well, no one was just
and that's
sitting
why
there.
It's not an obsessive compulsive disorder, because I don't need to do it, and I assume this is going to be safe. You know,
it's a pretty new sofa."
I don't know. I just assume it wasn't going to smell. I don't know.
Because you've been doing this so long, you kind of can tell?
No, I just... I mean, I don't do it as much as I used to.
Yeah.
Just because, I don't know.
Well, why?
I think that if it's really that bad, I'd be able to, I don't need to get that close to smell it, you know?
Is it just because you're getting better at your game now?
Maybe.
If something. You did smell a seat and you smelled the cheese, what would you do? Would you
wouldn't sit there.
You just wouldn't sit there?
Yeah, absolutely not. Would you?
No, I don't think so. I wouldn't smell the seat, but if I did smell the seat and I smelled something, no, I would not sit there.
So going back to the you calling me a weirdo for smelling seats,
yeah.
Do you now, after understanding the process, do you think it's weird? And will you start smelling seats?
I don't think I'll start smelling seats, but I do not think it's weird. That's all this podcast is about, is finding out about new ways of life.
So it's
new things in life that we're not fully aware of. So no, I don't think it's weird anymore, but I think it still would get classified as weird.
Look, I recognize that if somebody saw someone smelling seats, that looks weird.
Yeah, what
I mean,
you,
obviously somebody's about to sit down, they go like this, they're like
bent all the way over and look at the seat.
And then that does look weird, but I get that looks weird, but if people once you go black, you never go back.
What?
Once you go crack, you never go back. That's what it should be. Yeah, because you get once you start. I've got people on it, and then they don't.
They do it.
They do it. They're like, you're right, and then they don't want to sit in seats because they know.
Do you do it before movie theaters?
Always? Yeah, I do take a peek. I'll tell you this. In the past,
chances are in a movie theater, no one was sitting in there for at least 30 minutes, though.
Oh, those are hardcore soakers because they're in anywhere someone's sitting for like hours or whatever.
2 hours straight without getting up.
Yeah,
3 hours sometimes.
Definitely they're gonna soak stuff in.
That's a soaker. Yeah.
You know what? There's some soakers that are permanent soakers. They'll smell forever.
Like Seinfeld's BO episode.
Oh really? Yeah.
Remember that? Couldn't get the BO out of
this
car.
Yeah. There's some stuff will retain smell, you can't get rid of it. It's just there forever. So I remember when I was younger, I was a little bit self-conscious about smelling seats in public, so I would kind of pretend I was like scratching my leg or something, I was like looking at something or whatever. You know, I'd try to hide the smell. But as I got older, I started to become a little more confident. I thought, someone thinks this is weird, big whoop. I don't care. You know.
Yeah.
So, but I don't do it all the time. I mean, whatever. I do things that.
What do you do when people look at you when you're doing it?
I just say, oh, I just was checking if it smelled. No, I'm just kidding. I don't say anything.
You don't say anything?
No.
But do people give you, have you seen,
not
have you
really.
Gotten looks?
Actually, people don't really notice for the most part. If I have gotten a weird look, I think, okay, you know what? Actually, someone might have looked at me weird once when I did it. And I think I just turned to them and I said, that's better to be safe than sorry. Something like that. I said something in that.
I love using the term better safe than sorry when it's the opposite of what you would think. You know?
Oh, by the way,
like, lock your door. It's a dangerous neighborhood. It's like, better to be safe than sorry. I don't want to have to unlock it again when I get back.
Wait, what?
Like, safe is not having to go and get your key and unlock the door again. Instead of safe being, don't have your car getting broken into. It's a bad example.
Wait, I'm sorry. Explain this.
Better to be safe than sorry is like, okay, once I was driving on mushrooms, and mushrooms hit me while I was driving, and me and Carboni were headed to a free parking lot, and we were passing by a $5 parking lot right then. And he's like, we should just pull over here. And I was like, yeah, but five is more than zero. So better to be safe than sorry. And he's like, no, better to be safe than sorry means pull over right now because better to be safe, not drive on mushrooms.
Yeah.
Than sorry you hit a kid.
I see. Yeah.
And mine is like, no, better be safe to save the $5 than sorry you wasted the $5.
But I wouldn't have sat in the chair if it was smelled.
Yeah. I'm just saying I like to reappropriate the term better safe than sorry and use it the wrong way.
Oh, I see. But that wasn't the wrong way,
no.
I said it. Okay, I say it the way you did. Okay, yeah, okay, I get it now. I get it, yeah.
I'm a sidetracking motherfucker.
No, it's good. That's good.
So,
by the way, the one thing that you haven't introduced, though, is this.
What?
This idea. This is the counter argument to smelling seats.
Yeah.
Isn't it gross to
get that stuff?
The particles of the butt. You're basically
because that's really what it is.
Poo, actually.
Yeah, smell is just little shit particles.
Yeah. So you would rather get poo particles in your nose
than on your pants.
Than on your pants. And the answer is yes.
You would.
Yes.
Inside your nose.
Yes. Because I'd rather. I don't. Here's what I don't want. Yeah. I don't want my clothes to absorb that smell, and for me to smell like that. I'd rather not smell. I'd rather inhale the small amount of particles that is poo, than for people to think that I smell like a butt crack. You know.
Right.
By the way, the butt crack.
So weird that you're worried about other people thinking you still take around a bag.
I think
that's
it makes people
bag.
Think that you don't wipe thoroughly enough. You know.
Yeah.
And I think that's why people have it. I don't think people do wipe thoroughly enough.
Do you wipe with wet wipes?
I use witch hazel.
Wait. Sorry. What
you
is that?
What I said.
What is that? Explain some of that, please. What's witch hazel?
But do you know what witch hazel is?
No.
Oh, you don't know witch hazel?
Uh-uh.
It's an astringent.
You're still losing me.
Okay, it's witch hazel. It's used for to treat wounds, I think, sometimes. It's a soothing. But you haven't heard of witch hazel wipes?
I just don't. I can't call it.
Do you know Dickinson's?
Right no.
Oh, you would love this, by the way.
What?
It's better. What do you use? Baby wipes?
When I do, I use baby wipes. But when I don't, I just use regular dry toilet paper.
I always wipe with water, at least water.
Yeah.
But I use.
Lately, I've been shitting right before I shower, so it's like golden.
I don't like doing that, though. I don't want to shower with a kind of.
Oh, I love it.
Pooey butt. Because
then you turn around, let the water hit you on the neck. And you let it just hit your butt, and then it goes down, and the water just turns brown. That's and you're like, it's coming out. I mean, I shit and don't even touch like a one wipe.
Really?
I'll already have the shower on, and I'll just jump right in.
That doesn't sound thorough to me.
No, but then you really get in there.
I don't. That so you're
with a bar of soap doesn't seem thorough. Oof. No, I fucking take umbrage to what you're saying. Well, how can that not seem thorough?
Because you're getting the soap dirty.
But then you keep washing it, or you put...
You're like bathing with poo, you know? Like, your feet... Okay, you know how there's like...
But then you're still washing off.
You know how there's residue in the shower or yeah. wherever, you know? It's
lime.
Like there's poo residue that's going to be in there.
It washes out immediately. If you leave poo
look,
in.
I'm down to pee in the shower. That's fine, but...
Do you pee on your toes when you have athlete's foot and then wash it off?
I've never done that, but I've heard of it, though.
Yeah.
You've done that?
Sure.
When's the last time you had athlete's foot?
I've had it. It comes and goes. When I walk around too much with socks on in New York, it comes higher.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Well, anyway, witch hazel.
Yeah. Witch hazel.
So, all right. If I don't have witch hazel, I'll use water. And even if I'm in a public restroom or something.
What do you mean use water?
What?
Okay, go ahead. Sorry to interrupt you.
Oh, I use it on tissue.
Yeah, but then you get the dingleberries.
Yes, that does kind of happen.
It does happen. Because wet wipes, they're stronger. So with their wipe, it doesn't dingle
up.
Well,
first of all, I like to use Scott tissue, which is the best tissue.
That's the worst tissue.
No, it's the best.
Is that the kind they sell in New York, the single? That's like all hard.
Yeah, that's why it's good.
Oh, wiping with sandpaper.
No, it's not sandpaper. It's actually it's not too hard. And it's also, it stays together. It doesn't get flaky like a lot of toilet paper.
Oh, that's true. It doesn't get flaky. That's true.
And
soft gets flaky.
Too soft is flaky and too linty. You know, it's
too
like,
linty,
I don't like
yeah.
that. You know, it's powdery almost,
yeah.
you know. What I like about Scott tissue, it's soft enough for me. And, well, you know, I've got a pretty hardcore
asshole.
Crack, you know.
Yeah.
But, so it's soft enough for me and it's... It's not powdery, you know. It stays together. It's good. Scott's the best. Gotta have my Scott. But if I'm in a public restroom, I'll get like a cup somewhere, and I'll fill that with water and bring that in the stall with me so that I can use that to dip the tissue and to wipe with it with water. You know?
Yeah.
I don't double dip.
You don't. But, no, you can never double dip. No.
Yeah, but
so what does witch hazel do?
Oh well, witch hazel is just a soothing kind of. Liquid that has alcohol in it, and it's
like tea tree oil.
Yeah, I mean, in the vein. I mean, I guess
but nothing
you know.
Like that. Okay.
No, and it's an astringent, and I have a bottle of that next to my toilet. I just you know I put that on the tissue and I wipe with that. It's soothing. It makes it so that you won't. It's better for if you have hemorrhoids or something
like aloe.
That. Yeah,
it acts
kind of
in the same
thing.
Way as aloe, where it's like it doesn't.
Yeah, it's kind of like
lotion-y.
Something like that. It's not lotiony. No, it's not.
You ever get tissues with aloe on it?
No, I feel like if I put something like that in my butt crack, it's going to make it itch or something like that.
Mm.
I don't know. I just don't want to have. But witch hazel is great to wipe with. You'd love it.
Yeah,
it's soothing. It's if you've been wiping a lot, if you wipe a lot or whatever. I like to wipe thoroughly, so it's good with witch hazel, and it's a wetness too, so you get the wetness as well.
Caparillo was best explaining to me why you need to use some sort of wetness when you wipe.
Oh, I think did we talk about this last time I was on your.
When
podcast?
Was the last time you were on my podcast?
It was January 1st.
Yeah,
I don't know.
Oh yeah,
2000 something. 2000.
That's what it was. We were driving back from that New Year's Eve show, or you were doing some other show in San Fran, and I was doing the.
Yeah.
What was that show that I did?
You did. Did you do the Masonic Auditorium?
Masonic Temple, yeah.
So I did. That show at the Herbst Theater, I think.
The Herbst Theater?
The Herbst.
Well, that's way better.
Herbst. Herbst.
Herbst.
Herbst. I think we talked about this.
Okay.
But the idea of like, yeah.
If you spill Coke on a table.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And you wipe it
yeah,
up
we
with
talked
a
about
dry
it. I think
towel.
We talked
okay.
about that, yeah. It's funny, we're talking about this. I think we probably talked about wiping last time, I think.
Maybe, well, you did smell my seat before you got into the thing, so maybe it came
oh,
up
yeah,
into
wow,
that.
Wow, it's just all connected.
It's all connected.
But, anyway, yeah, witch hazel. It's good.
I'll try it.
Oh, but
I'll
anyway, people, the point is people don't wipe thoroughly enough, I think.
Mm-hmm.
And I do see, it does seem to me that either hairier or
hairier,
larger,
sure.
larger people get this, their butt smelling more.
Well, you know? What happens? This is what they say about athlete's foot when you get it. It's because if you wear socks all day or you keep your socks on for like two straight days, there's no breathing that your toes can do. So the fungus can grow.
Yeah.
When your butt is massive and pushing the crack, there's no breathing it can do.
Yeah.
So it just gets wet and fungally.
Yeah.
Yeah, and also hairy, I think, does that because then it chafes and that makes
or
like...
Or something like that. Yeah, I don't know. I just... I've seem to notice a little bit of a trend. But I've seen it on, you know, thin...
Will you go
people.
To gyms and work out?
I mean, Not for this reason. It's more because I just would think it's boring.
Yeah, I'm lazy. I don't do it. But like, if you ever,
it's not even about laziness. I just think it's boring to do some repetitive motion over and over again.
It's better when you can watch a screen.
Oh, the new gyms have that now. They play movies. My sister was on a treadmill. She said that she did it for half an hour. They were showing Indiana Jones and the Temple of Doom. While
you can
she,
go
while
for a while
it.
If you do that.
That's awesome.
You can lose yourself in it. That's great.
Great.
That's great.
Yeah.
Yeah, I did it once at some hotels with Rogan or some hotel gym. And every once in a while, I'm like, I'm going to work out.
Yeah.
And just get the urge. And if they have a hotel, then I'll go do it. And it was just watching Adult Swim. I watched like Squidbillies and then
that's
something
good.
Else.
That's great. That's the way to do it because it's so boring otherwise.
Mm-hmm.
But if I do feel like I want to work out, I just do it in my bedroom. I do sit-ups. I do squats. Not squats. I do
what about
crunches.
Cardio?
No, I don't do that.
Okay, but so if you were in
I
a gym...
Sit-ups, I do push-ups, and I do squats. Not squats, crunches.
So you wouldn't go to a gym?
I have gone to a gym in the past.
Are they too dirty for you?
I mean...
You can smell sweat in there.
They have wipes now. You wipe it off. You can they have disinfectant wipes on
oh, really?
All the gear, so you can wipe it all off.
Do you see society, or at least LA society around you, maybe in American too, that are becoming more aware of germs and germophobia?
Seems that way. Purell is big. I don't even use Purell, by the way.
Llama.
Huh?
Llama.
What?
Why?
What does that mean?
Threw some Hebrew at you. It means why.
Do you speak fluent Hebrew?
I did.
That's so funny. You don't anymore at all?
Yeah, I mean, I haven't used it in 15 years.
Can you say
years.
Some sentences?
Uh-huh.
Can you say, I wipe thoroughly in Hebrew?
Nah.
I want to start wiping with witch hazel. Can you say that? In-
I would definitely have to look up witch hazel. I could think about wipe, what I could do in the... It's great when you're in another country and you know certain words. You could just use other words.
Hmm.
You know? Where instead of saying wipe, you could be like, press a towel against... You know, you can get there in a roundabout way.
Well, that's funny because that's how people speak English that mm-hmm. don't know it so well is they use these other weird ways of saying stuff that they would say that. Instead of wiping, they would say,
yeah.
Rub against.
Where is the rubbing with the.
Yeah.
For the. After the bathroom?
Where's the wipe water?
Or
the,
yeah.
That's how they would say witch hazel or the rub water.
You know what they called
the soothing water?
You know what they called Groundhog Day in Israel? When I was there, it came out in the movie theater. I'll see you again tomorrow.
Really?
That's the name of the movie.
I thought you meant just the actual calendar day.
They don't have that. They just look at a calendar. They know when spring starts.
Oh, that's funny. I thought like the actual calendar day says, I'll see you tomorrow day. It's like, I'll see you tomorrow just on the calendar.
Yeah.
Mm. So, you know, they don't in England. I lived in England for a year.
What?
When I was in college, I studied abroad there.
Oh, yeah.
And, you know, they don't have ranch flavor there.
Really?
It just doesn't exist in England. So you know what they call Cool Ranch Doritos there?
What?
Cool American.
Cool American.
But they did when I was there. Apparently, I've known it to be Cool Original as well. But
the thing cool is,
when I was
not,
there, it was Cool American.
Cool Ranch is not about that ranch is stylish. cool is like the flavor. It's like a cooling. That's what it
is. Well, I think it's still. I think the idea is that it is still a cool flavor, but it's an American flavor as well.
Yeah.
So it's a cool American.
Oh, right.
And they had a Statue of Liberty on it, too.
Really?
Yeah.
That's hilarious. I love that. Yeah. Also, Cool Ranch Doritos suck. You like them?
Sure, I do. I haven't eaten. I haven't.
Remember the time when I was the only one in this group right now that had eaten birthday cake Skittles? And then you had not. And
yeah.
It was a really. I was so much better than you for a while.
I know, but then when I got them and you were like, didn't want me to eat them, I think.
Yeah, I wanted to have that power.
It was in Austin, I think.
That's possible. In Moon Tower, maybe.
Yeah. But anyway, I don't like Purell and stuff like that because I think that it's filmy and it feels gross. I don't like that.
It's weird how it just goes away. I guess that's the alcohol.
To me, it doesn't feel like it goes away, though. It feels like I can still feel this. Some kind of coat on my hand that I don't like it.
When you know? Shake people's hands, are you aware of it? Can you feel it afterwards on your hand?
What do you mean? Shake people's hands? Okay, I'll show you.
No. I mean, like, every once in a long while, a homeless guy will give you the fist pound and you don't.
Oh, I don't touch it. I say sorry. I'm not. I just don't.
I know. But it happens. Or you'll say, like, somebody's like, oh, nice to meet you. You'll shake their hand and you just look at them. They're so dirty. And then I'll feel. And it's in my mind, but I'll feel stuff on my hand where it's like I can feel when you shake regular people's hands.
Yeah.
Are you aware? That's the better term. Are you aware of their?
I don't let it bother me too much. You know, here's where I feel stuff on my hand is in New York in the subway, holding the bars on the subway. I do feel that.
You try to do that with the inside of your elbow ever?
No, I wouldn't want to get into my elbow either. No. I just lean. I lean against
leaning helps.
Near the door, like the little corner where the chairs end and the door, like the corner there, I'll just lean. You know,
you gotta get out of the way when people open up the door.
No, I am out of the way, though.
The problem
that's
is,
right
I only try to keep it in my elbow instead of my hand.
But your elbow's bad.
Yeah, but my elbow doesn't touch my eye. My elbow doesn't touch my mouth.
Oh, that's
my nose.
That's the thing. I used to do this. I used to use my pinky for stuff. I mean, not my pinky, my ring finger, because that's the least used finger.
Which one is that, next to your pinky?
Yeah. That's your least used finger, so I would use that to do stuff because, you know, my other fingers. But here's what I do. I just don't touch that. Here's what I do. If I touch something, I just don't use those hands to do stuff. I mean, or stuff that's going to be going into my mouth or touching my face or
body.
Something. So if I touch the subway thing, I just feel like, okay, I'm not going to do it. I'll wash
until you
my
wash your hands.
Yeah. Or when here's the thing. When I shake people's hands, I don't really let that bother me, but I will not eat with my hands if I shook people's hands.
My aunt, Tanta Lily, she's very debutante-ish, you know, upscale. And on Shabbat, like after the services, there's a little kiddush outside. And people can get like whitefish and herring and like little cookies and stuff like that, chopped liver. And then you talk and drink some wine. Everybody in the synagogue does that. So you shake hands. You're also eating finger food. She will only eat with her left hand.
Well,
because she's like, I'm shaking hands with my right.
But even the left hand's dirty. You're opening doors, you know, whatever, you know.
But it's not shaking. They're always like, oh, nice to see you, Shabbat Shalom. You shake hands and you go right back to eating. It's like right then.
Yeah. I would rather eat with a fork or, you've seen me on the plane. We were on the plane once.
When were we on a plane?
I don't remember. We were on a plane together.
Yeah.
We've been on a plane together a lot of times, actually.
Where was that?
Well, I think going to Austin that one time.
Okay.
And I think going to San Francisco, we flew there and drove back. Is that what we did?
Oh, maybe.
Yeah, because
I rented a car when I was up there. Yeah.
Yeah, so we flew there. But anyway, you thought it was weird that I used a napkin to eat my stuff out of.
That's right. And to eat your fucking pretzels.
Yeah. But that's because my hands were not clean, you know?
Yeah.
I didn't want to touch them with my hands, so.
And you don't want to eat them out of the bag.
Well, I don't want to. Yeah, I don't want to touch.
Pour them onto a napkin. Do you make sure to pour them onto the part of the napkin that wasn't exposed?
Exactly,
like the inside
fold.
The
inside part. Yeah,
you pour them on there, then you bring the whole napkin to your mouth.
Yeah,
and you're like a
frog.
Or
what you can do is take part of the napkin and kind of
use it as a glove.
Use it as a glove. Yeah,
to pick one
up and kind of go like that. Yeah. But
yeah, I realized that I feel germophobic sometimes in New York, especially on the subway.
Yeah.
And I have to make this thing, I have to tell myself where it's like, listen, there's two ways it can go right now. You can either become the guy who is drawing the blinds and won't leave his apartment, you know, and afraid of everything, grows his fingernails long, or you can just let those germs in.
Yeah, I did that too once. I did it for a year. I basically, you know, there was somebody, I basically just thought I did. I said, all right, I'll do an experiment. I'm just going to embrace germs for a year and not, and just do whatever, not do anything, not smell seats, not, you know, just touch stuff and even eat with my hands after I've, or eat like say pizza, right?
Yeah.
Not hold it with a napkin, you know.
You eat pizza with a napkin?
Well, I hold the crust with a napkin, you know.
Wow. Oh, because your hands are dirty.
Yeah. But not do that, you know, and just eat it with my hands or whatever. And, or if I was going to eat with my hands, if I can wash my hands beforehand, if it's at a restaurant, I'll do that and mm-hmm. you know, eat with my hands. But just to embrace the germs or not put down, because I think like the airport security is really dirty. And, you know, when you put down your laptops on those trays people put their shoes on too, and that's really dirty. And I would put napkins down before I would put my laptop on it. But I would basically not do any of that. And I did that for a year, and I pretty much, that year has never ended, sort of.
Right.
Meaning like that year was a while ago, was a few years ago, but I still don't do these things. I mean, sometimes I do. It's just not, I'm not strict about these things. But if something feels like dirty, I just won't.
Your just line is different than other people's line, that's all.
Yeah, I don't have to do any of this stuff.
But that's not the only thing that makes you weird.
And by the way, I don't know if I got more sick or less sick or whatever that year. That was
You didn't do it like
that was the idea, was that either I'll get more sick than usual or not or whatever. I mean, it'll be like a test to see if I do get more sick. It's hard to tell though, because I mean, also I don't know. There's other factors
contact
too.
With, yeah.
It's hard to
how much sleep you've gotten if you're doing a lot of flying.
And also, it's sort of from avoiding germs. My immune system is probably different because of that. So maybe I would get more sick than usual. I don't know.
Right. Yeah, Married with Children. There was this episode of Married with Children. Oh, these are the kind of references Howard Stern would understand. And when Peggy Bundy she won a weight, like a personal trainer for a week. And he was going to get her into shape. But after like 2 days, the personal trainer was just sitting on the couch with her eating bonbons. With her. Like she won the battle of the wills.
And he
died. His body couldn't handle it. Because he was so in shape that bonbons and doing nothing was like overwhelming.
Yeah, yeah.
You know the gluten-free people? You've met gluten-free people, right?
Of course.
When they do eat gluten, they're like, oh, I'm so sick. My body's breaking down. It's like, it wasn't breaking down that much before when you were eating gluten regularly.
Yeah, yeah.
But now that you have not any in your
system.
Well,
there's a lot of psychosomatic stuff too. You know?
Sure, I mean, sure. Just so that's not the
anyway,
only...
Anyway, whatever. The point is what? Go, yeah.
What other weirdo stuff do you do that you can be aware of?
Well, I do think these days... I've been eating a lot of baby food lately, and I guess people would think that's weird unless you investigate it like I have. And
what? Wait. When did you start eating baby food?
Well,
I'm sorry. I know what the answer is that when you were a baby. When did you get back to eating baby food?
Yeah, I mean, kind of like in the last several months, I've been kind
you
of
fill up on baby food,
reconnecting on with baby food.
Fill up, or is like an additive to your diet?
Well, here's the thing. Okay, there's actually three times in my life when I was eating baby food. When I was a baby. Then my brothers are a lot younger than me. They're 8 years younger than me, right?
Okay.
So
how old's your sister?
She's 2 years younger than me.
Okay. And by the way, I do want you to do that story on my show.
Oh yeah,
I will push for that, but it's not as simple as me asking.
Oh yeah, I would like to do it. Yeah. I think with her specifically, yeah, I think
absolutely.
It'd be fun.
No, it was a very warm, love, beautiful story. I actually suggested it last year.
Yeah,
and it was like it's already tough, already kind of full on. No offense, like lesser names, instead of like stars. I mean,
yeah, yeah.
But like, the nice thing is you get a girl in there, which is nice. That's a tough category. You're both half Asian, so that's a one full Asian.
You get the minority.
Yeah, so you get a girl and one full Asian
and a minority and. Also, if the theme is family or whatever,
it's beautiful. Wait, childhood or
it's
family?
Like boom, or yeah, it's like bloom.
You say road trips. You can also do road trips.
Oh yeah, yeah. But travel. It's like, I mean, but that yeah.
Oh yeah, having family.
But having an actual family member there, it's like you know. Oh, anyway, yeah, that'd be yeah. I think
we did a two-person one before. The Walsh brothers did a two-person one.
Oh, did they?
Yeah,
yeah.
And my last story this year, actually, will be out this Thursday. Everybody, tune in. The season finale of This Is Not Happening on Thursday night, 12:30. 11:30, 10:30 on Comedy Central. But me and Carboni are talking about our first mushroom trip.
Oh, the one where you were driving and needed to pull over?
Uh-huh.
Oh, that one?
Yeah.
Okay.
And at some point we split, and the story splits too. We go two different directions with it.
Oh, that's cool.
We go back and forth.
Oh, that's neat, yeah. We're even like, though you guys were experiencing the same thing.
Yeah. It was like Lord of the Rings, you know, when the group split off.
I don't know.
That's weird. So you're into all this and you're not into 8-bit and 16-bit music and you're not into Lord of the Rings?
No.
Even when you were little?
No, I didn't read the books. I really didn't like the movies, you know. Or I only watched the first one, but I didn't like
it. Wow. Oh, I mean, I don't know. I don't know if
you know how you were saying disrespectful to the viewer about disrespectful to the audience, American Sniper. I feel like that movie was disrespectful to the audience.
In what way?
In that it uses background music throughout the whole movie, pretty much. And to me, that's the most disrespectful thing, is to... As if it's something's not obvious.
That's what they did in American Sniper. So he's sitting down. He's watching this TV that's off. But you hear, you see him. You see Bradley Cooper in one of his worst roles of all time. All he does is nothing. And then you hear this battle noise. He turns. He's watching this TV, and the TV's not even on. Mm. But you're like, the battle noises aren't there. Well, you're trying to show. It's like you're faking it for him.
Well, I just hate. What I hate is when something's on. Because
all you would see is a guy watching a TV sitting down at his chair.
I just don't like when people. It's a scene is obvious enough. How the emotional charge of an episode. A scene is obvious enough.
You don't need to add the music to make you feel something. That's what movies do. That's what movies do, and it's fucking bullshit.
Yeah, that's what's so annoying. It's so insulting.
It's insulting
my intelligence. You mm-hmm. know.
I first noticed that for Beautiful Mind. Not It's a Beautiful Mind. A Beautiful Mind.
Yeah, yeah.
And so the ending comes. Did you see that movie?
Yeah, I saw it. Yeah.
Okay. I'm going to spoil it, but who cares? It's been fucking 10 years more. By the way, in the real story, the guy didn't overcome anything. His wife left him as soon as he tried, almost drowned his kid in the bathtub. The wife was like, I'm out of here forever, and they never got back together. They made it a Hollywood type thing. But so he wins this award.
That's like Argo, by the way, which I really didn't like also. But
really?
Oh, yeah. I did not like Argo at all.
Wow. But anyway, so he wins this award, and it was like, he's overcoming. And by the way, he didn't overcome anything. All the problems he had were not overcome to win that award. He won the award based on some theory he made when he was in college before he started having schizophrenia. Mm-hmm. He didn't like overcome anything to get it. He didn't like Rocky overcame to win. This guy didn't overcome anything. So it's all just a fake overcoming in order to say, see, you did it. It's like, you didn't do shit. But anyway, here's the thing. So he gets the award. Everybody stands up and claps, and they play music, and I'm crying. But I'm like, he didn't achieve anything. He didn't earn this. And so I'm crying because of the fucking fake shit the movie put in.
Well, see,
as soon as it's over, right after that, I slammed my drink down on the floor. Simone was right next to me, and I just stormed out with tears in my eyes so I could go play video game because I was so fucking betrayed by this Hollywood bullshit.
Well, to me, it doesn't even make me cry. It just makes me cringe when I hear.
Because you see through it.
Well, to me, it's like. It just makes it so melodramatic, and it makes it corny, actually, mm-hmm. when there's music when there doesn't need to be, you know? If the music serves no purpose other than to just reinforce what the...
Like Jurassic Park when they see the dinosaurs?
Yeah, I mean, I just don't like background music in movies unless it's used to counterpoint what's going on
somehow.
Like what?
Explain.
I don't know. Like
How about this? Trainspotting. I did a report on that, and every song they use modern songs. Mm-hmm. Every song they use had some sort of like relation to what was going on, so it actually added like a new layer.
It just depends.
So like there was a song when Begbie moves in, suddenly says, "I'm going to live with you for a while." I don't know if you remember Trainspotting.
I don't remember, but I saw it.
But yeah. The dirtbag guy who like stabbed people all the time, he's suddenly living. He's trying to get his life back together, and that dirtbag guy is now living with him. And the song, I think, by Underworld, and the song is called Two for One. So it's like it illustrates something in the song that I don't mind.
Yeah, well, I think Quentin Tarantino uses music really well.
Or yeah, at the very end of Goodfellas, when he like uses the Sex Pistols version of the Frank Sinatra song, where he's like, "I'm saying this is not the kind of mafia you're used to." He's like saying something to the use of the song.
Yeah, I think if music is used with a purpose, that's good. But yeah. I feel like a lot of times it's so superfluous.
You don't
it's
like also score, just, so scores you don't like.
It depends on how it's used. If it's used like I think if a scene is kind of pretty neutral. And not too emotionally charged, then I think music can work well. Like it's in a transitional scene. If there's a shot of people in a car like driving or something like that, that's not too charged emotionally. So it's but when something's really emotionally charged and then they add on to that, it's really insulting and it makes it really just cheesy.
And you hear it. You don't let it go in behind you. You hear it.
Well, also it's not even part of the movie. I mean, it's something else. That's
it's not
so
actually
crazy.
Existing. We're showing us something that's existing, and that is not existing.
I mean, it is part of the movie. It's just not part of the scene.
Right.
It's not part of the world. That's, to me, real. I don't like that. Mm-hmm. So there's some movies that don't use music at all, or hardly. Like The Last Picture Show doesn't use any music, except there's maybe some in-story music, you know? Yeah. And that's fine. That's cool. Or like Dog Day Afternoon doesn't use any music at all, except for an Elton John song in the beginning.
Who's Dog Day Afternoon? When he gives the guy his wife? The mafia guy gives the guy his wife?
No, it's Al Pacino. He robs a bank. It's a bank robbery thing.
Oh. Is that when he says Gattaca? No, Attica. Attica.
Yeah, Attica. Yeah, 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 yeah. That's right.
Did you see
yeah.
the league on that when Rafi?
No, I don't know this.
He was they were playing paintball and he's a dumb character. He just keeps yelling, Gattaca, Gattaca. Did you ever see Gattaca?
I've seen Sad Gattaca also, yeah.
So
anyway, all right. And by the way, about Argo, to me all the suspense in that movie seems so contrived to me. It seemed like
they're like they see everybody's like, there's that plane leaving, we gotta stop that plane. You're like, you don't know that. If this is based on a true story, you don't know what's going on in the tower after you already got on the plane.
Well, also, it wasn't just that. It was, this is the other thing, is I don't care if something's historically inaccurate.
Yeah.
It's a movie. It's all fictional once it's a movie. Sure. You know, that's
Inglourious
fine.
Bastards.
If something's based on a true story, it's based on it. I'm fine with it being inaccurate historically.
Absolutely.
That's fine.
Absolutely.
You know?
I agree with you.
But what I didn't like in Argo was that, well, first of all, there were a bunch of fake stuff in that movie, right? There was a lot of things that in real life didn't actually happen. But what I had a problem with is that the suspense was so forced to me. It seemed like they were trying to make something more suspenseful, and I didn't believe the suspense.
Right.
So an example of that would be where...
I got an example when you're done, but go ahead.
So when they didn't have the plane tickets, right?
Yeah.
And they were like, what do we do? And they didn't even do anything. They just, in the nick of time, got the plane tickets. It nothing happened. Or, for example... But the guys, they were shooting the movie, so the guys couldn't get through the set, and they needed, the phone was ringing, they needed to answer the phone, and they couldn't get through the set. Eventually, he just walked through and then got the phone at the last minute, and it was sort of like nothing really happened the suspense was just fake to me. It didn't,
right, because the guy didn't feel the suspense. The character didn't feel the suspense. Well, the phone was ringing.
It was sort of like they were worried about what was going to happen, and then it just, stuff just fell into place on like in the nick of time.
Real suspense, you're saying, is Hitchcock, where I'm going to look in your wine closet and I shouldn't be there, and I go in, and then the main guy comes downstairs like, oh fuck, he's gonna get caught.
Yeah, or something like that. Or there was one example.
No,
I think
disagree.
Of real suspense. What?
Yeah, okay, go ahead, tell me.
There was one example of real suspense in Argo, which is when they got stopped by the gate people, and they were brought into this office. And the one guy who spoke Farsi had to talk about – he had to start – they had to figure out a way to get out of this. And they were like, how are they going to do it? And then he got out of it by talking in Farsi and, you know, making jokes or something like that.
Yeah.
And then that's how they got out of that, you know. But other than that, it was just – they didn't have to do anything to get out of something. It just got – they got out of it with –
I'll watch that again with that in mind.
It just seemed really forced. Like the suspense seemed so forced, and it turns out it was forced. There wasn't, I mean,
none of that was there.
It wasn't. It wouldn't. That didn't even happen anyway.
Right.
Anyway,
what's the benefits of baby food?
Okay, baby food. Right. So, why did we start talking about baby food? Actually,
because I'm talking about all the different weirdnesses you have.
No. It was something else, though. It was about baby food. Wait, why baby food? Wait, insulting. So why did we start talking about background music?
Oh, yeah.
Lord of the Rings.
Oh, that's why you don't like Lord of the Rings.
Why are we talking about Lord of the Rings?
Because you're a nerd. I was surprised you didn't like Lord of the Rings.
I don't consider myself a nerd.
Well, you have some nerd tendencies.
I don't know.
You have some nerd tastes.
No, but see, you know, here's the thing. I think this is a big problem with people, how they use the word nerd these days.
Go ahead. I think I know what you're going to say, and I'm going to already agree with you. Go ahead.
It's just... people are not nerds, you know? I mean, yeah. Not as many people think they're nerds as they think they are, you know? Or not as many people are nerds as they think they are. It's, to me...
Lord of the Rings is a massive movie. You can't be a nerd because you're into some massive thing.
Yeah, and it's also not just that, but to me, we have to return... Like, the word nerd is losing its meaning.
Yeah,
like,
it is.
Totally. Like, it's not... I think we need to start getting back to the roots of what nerd really meant.
Yeah.
And which is basically somebody with Asperger's. You know?
Yeah.
It's basically
that's
somebody.
That's Metzger's bit about it.
Oh, really? Yeah.
Yeah, he goes, we didn't have Asperger's. We had nerds. Look, that's nerd. I'm playing dodgeball. I hit him in the face. It's not moving.
Nerds are basically.
Autism, he says.
They have bad social skills, mm-hmm. and they usually have bad hygiene, or they're like. There's something. Yep. Basically, they're not cool. Is what?
Yeah,
it is.
Magic the Gathering gets lumped in now, but there's massive halls where people have Magic the Gathering, and like some of these guys are totally cool.
Some of
play
them are cool,
basketball
some
too.
Of them are, I think that for people like I like board games, right? Some mm-hmm. people might think that's nerdy, but I don't. I mean, what's nerdy about it? It's like
board games aren't nerdy.
I don't know. It's just
Dungeons and Dragons was like the example of a nerd. Dungeons and Dragons guys.
Yeah, that's. I mean, it really just depends. I think on the person and their social dynamic. You know,
what I don't like is all these fucking cool people are saying they're nerds.
Yeah, I don't like that.
Like
either.
When Chris Hardwick and Chris Hardwick's
handsome.
He's so handsome.
He's charming.
He comes from money.
He's charming.
He fucks beautiful women, and I love the guy, but he is not a nerd.
I think just because somebody's passionate about art and culture, mm-hmm. that doesn't make them a nerd. And comic books are art. You know?
Want to reclaim?
I'm not into comic books, by the way. But I'm into old video games, right? I'm into video games from the 80s and early 90s, right? And some people might, and the music from those games.
Yeah.
Some people might think that's nerdy, but I'm just really into music. Actually, I'm passionate.
Sounds like
about,
nerds mad about being called a nerd.
Well, call it what you will. I'm just passionate about music and passionate about art. And I think video games are works of art. The music is really.
Did you ever see the original Donkey Kong?
What do you mean, the Donkey Kong movie?
No, the original video game Donkey Kong.
Yeah, of course.
The original.
Oh, you mean the one Jumpman?
Maybe the Japanese version of it that was just clearly they're showing Donkey Kong as black people.
Oh, right. Okay.
Have you ever seen that?
I think it's called Jumpman. I think.
Really?
Right? Well, maybe. I don't know. Yeah, maybe. Yeah, I think it is.
Let's go look at this right now.
Okay. I think it's called Jumpman. That's what Mario was called originally.
Jumpman?
Yeah.
Let's look at this. Because I heard Taylor told me that it was like this. It's so clearly a original Donkey Kong. Original Donkey Kong black people. There we go. Images. What should I be seeing here? No.
Type in Jumpman. I'm just kind of curious.
That's going to be... This can be... Yeah.
Well, it's Michael Jordan, basically.
What should I... Donkey Kong racist?
Donkey Kong Jumpman.
Hold on.
No, you're not going to find it this way.
Donkey Kong Jumpman?
I think you should actually do... Yeah, do that, actually.
Donkey Kong Jumpman.
Let's see.
This doesn't look like a black person. What is Taylor telling me? He said the nose and everything was like clearly just the Japanese version of what black people are.
Here, just do it on the not images, but just regular.
Oh, right. Donkey Kong racist web. 10 most racist video games.
No, I wouldn't. No, I don't think it's going to come up here. But
well, anyway, let's talk about this.
So anyway, what I was just basically saying is that
nerd.
I think like just because people are into stuff, I mean, I don't. Okay,
but back to
baby food.
Though. Yes.
All right. So baby food.
Yeah.
Did you find it? All right. Let's.
Yeah. Okay. Right. Back to baby. Oh, shit. Snip. Yeah. Why do you eat baby food?
I ate baby food. Well, no, I ate it when my brothers were babies.
Okay.
When I was nine-ish, you know, I was eating some baby food because it was there and I thought, oh, this looks interesting, you know?
Yeah.
Then, like, several months ago, I started getting back into it.
Why?
Because. It looked good.
Really?
Yeah, because I was...
Do you like applesauce?
Exactly. Do you like applesauce?
I love it.
Then you would...
I rarely eat it, but I love it.
You love baby food.
Really?
Yeah.
Does it have a lot of nutritional value in it?
Yeah, of course. And it's basically better than applesauce because there's different flavors.
Do you fill up on it or you just eat it like applesauce? We're like, I feel like having a little baby
food. I don't fill up. I don't just eat baby food. I mean,
babies just eat baby food though, right?
Right.
Okay.
I mean, I eat it with other food, but...
Do you use it as a spread on anything?
Yes, you can.
Do you use it as a spread?
On sandwiches, yeah.
You have a baby food sandwich?
I've had that, yeah. I've done it.
Do you put other stuff on there like meat along with it?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Wait.
It's good. Basically, baby food is, they're like sauces.
But the sweet and the sour... It's like, what sauces?
They're like artisan sauces.
I got to eat some baby food. I got to try this to understand what it's like.
We should do a taste test right now. We should go to Ralph's and get some baby food.
Do they have like a value pack where you can have like six different kinds?
No, but they're variety cheap. Pack? I mean, they're like a dollar a piece, the jar, and the flavors are amazing. They have, okay, check out these flavors. There's one that's carrot raspberry.
Carrot raspberry.
So that it's a, imagine an applesauce, but it's carrot raspberry sauce.
Wow.
That would be great for a sandwich, right?
Oh, yeah, maybe.
They have pineapple avocado. They've got...
That'd be good for like a fish sandwich.
They have blueberry pear. They've got...
That'd be good with apple on it. And,
so all the different fruit combinations are really interesting. Oh, yeah, there's beets, pear, and pomegranate.
Yeah.
Beets, pear,
that sounds gross.
No, it's good. And it's... Here's the thing about it is that, you know, I think people think it's weird because it's called baby food, so it makes it sound like it's for babies. But the funny thing is babies don't even have a developed and sophisticated enough palate to appreciate it the way I do.
They just eat paste. You can just have a paste.
Yeah.
Is it artificially flavored?
No, it's all natural ingredients.
Oh.
And especially if it's beech nut. Beech nut has the cool flavors.
Have you tried the different types?
Oh, I was in, and...
You've decided beech nut's the best bite.
Gerber has some good stuff too. Gerber's good also. But I was in line. I was in the checkout line, and the guy bagging the food, he was looking at it, and he was looking at the different flavors and how they're kind of interesting flavors, and he said, "Wow, this is baby food too." He's like, "This actually looks good." And I told him it is good. And I told him I'm not buying this for babies. I don't have a baby. This is for me.
I know I'm the age group where I should have a baby, but I do not have
and
one.
And then he said that.
What did he say?
He kind of thought it was weird a little bit.
Right.
And I was like, it's good. Trust me, it's good.
Do you mind that I'm going to call this episode weirdo?
I mean, you can call it whatever you want.
Thank you. I know sometimes you get upset about people.
No, I mean, you know, you think it's weird?
What?
Baby food?
I get what you're saying. Non-judgmentally, I'm telling you that I will try this baby food. I get what you're saying. It's good.
It's actually good. It tastes good too.
It is also falls into a category of weird.
Yeah, but if once you start eating baby food, it's actually
does it make you fart or anything? How does it? What does it do to your body?
No, it's actually. I mean, it's for babies, so it's healthy. You know,
right.
it's not going to be bad for you.
Does also, your shit come out all yellow?
Oh yeah, that'd be like cool. Them? Actually, that'd be nice if you had good. It was easy poos.
Oh, I would love to have baby shit.
Yeah, maybe, but that's kind of soft. Maybe a little
smells
too soft.
Great.
It smells better.
Good wiping.
Also, chicken sticks are really good too.
What do you mean chicken sticks?
Chicken sticks are basically like Vienna sausages. And they are just these little chicken sticks things, and they're good.
It's for babies?
It's for babies, yeah. They're these sort of soft chicken sticks things.
Do you go hang out in the baby section? When you're buying this stuff, does anyone ever try to tell you about their kid?
No, nobody
like
really.
Relate to you? Like, oh, how old's yours?
I usually go there late at night.
Oh, yeah. The Rock and Roll Ralphs, you go to that one?
Yeah, I go to that sometimes, yeah. But no, what it was is what happened was I had to go to Ralph's late at night for some reason. I don't even remember why. To get something else, not baby food.
Yeah.
And I accidentally found myself in the baby food section. And I was looking at these jars of food, and I thought, I like this. I want this. You know, I remember from when I was 9 and eating the chicken sticks and thinking, oh, those are good. I want to get that. And so I only kind of got the chicken sticks, and I got the strawberry banana sauce it's like banana pudding, but with strawberry in it. It's good. And
wow.
And then I started branching out, trying these other flavors, and I was thinking, these are actually like, this is like gourmet, basically. These are like gourmet sauces, you know? And also, my sister recently, she turned me on to the savory ones. Because I did get some savory ones, and I actually thought they were kind of gross.
What do you mean savory ones? Like sardine baby food?
Like certain vegetables and, yeah, beef,
the dark ones, yeah.
Beef or chicken or whatever, and it's pureed basically. So but recently I got this, it's Gerber brand, it's mixed vegetables and beef, and okay. I got it, and on its own it tastes pretty good. You add a little salt to it, wow,
it really
unlocks
the flavor,
and it's like really good. It's basically like a split pea soup or something is what it seems like. It's like seems like a soup of sorts.
Wow, really?
Yeah, it's good actually.
When you're eating the sweet ones, it's a spread on a sandwich. What's the meat you put on there with it?
Oh, turkey would be great with that.
Turkey.
Yeah.
You know what I do? What I did in Israel once, because it was just like whatever ingredients I had in the fridge, I made a sandwich of.
Oh, yeah.
Turned out to be one of my favorite sandwiches, and I would always stand by it.
Well,
bagel, peanut butter, hot sauce optional, hard salami.
Yeah, I could see that working big time. By the way, I do that too. I do peanut butter and turkey.
Really?
Yeah.
It goes great.
Well, it goes great. It's a peanut sauce.
Yeah, it's like not. People are like, oh, it's disgusting. I brought one to the store once, and only Brad, the piano player, would try it. He goes, yeah, it's pretty good. Everyone else is like, gross.
Dude, I used to make all kinds of crazy combinations of sandwiches. Also, you know what's good? Peanut butter tuna sandwiches.
Ew, for tuna.
Well, do you like fish?
Yeah, but tuna fish is all like that mayo ground up shit.
No, you don't. First of all, you don't even need to use mayo.
I mean, like sea or tuna, I like, but that's it.
No, you don't. No, that ground up kind of tuna thing or whatever. Ew. It's good actually.
That smells. You eat that? That stinks.
I do like it.
You don't mind the smell?
No, I like it.
But there is a smell to tuna when you crack open one of those things. Like, ugh,
it's a little fishy. I like it though.
All right.
And the peanut butter's good. Also, I do a thing where I got tuna and instead of mayonnaise, I use tartar sauce with...
Really?
I'd use tartar sauce, mash it up with that, but then here's the thing. I get Honey Nut Cheerios.
Mm.
And Trader Joe's brand, actually. Honey Nut, like Trader Joe's Honey Nut O's. Mash that up in this mix with the tuna. It's good.
I had Honey Nut Cheerios on a sandwich when I had hyperphagia. One of my depression medications gave me hyperphagia.
What's hyperphagia?
The inability to feel full.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So
you just ate nonstop?
I didn't feel satiated. I never felt satiated.
Really? Wow.
I wasn't hungry, but I wasn't satiated. So I would eat a plate of spaghetti. You know, you make a whole thing of it. You eat one, it lasts you like four meals.
Mm-hmm.
I would just eat it all.
Wait, did you get really big?
They said you're going to probably gain like 10 to 20% of your body weight.
Did you?
It started to go, but the depression medication didn't work, so I got off it.
Uh-huh.
But there were some epic eating sessions.
Yeah.
And some of those was Honey Nut Cheerios on a sandwich. It's the crunchiness of it.
Well, that's the thing with the tuna.
It goes really well.
You get, if you have the tuna, you have tuna with Honey Nut Cheerios mashed up in there, it's soft and crunchy at the same time, and it's got a honey, like a sweet nuttiness to the fish, you know? It's good. It's good. But going back to baby food.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, what were you saying?
Do you wear deodorant?
Yeah.
Do you wash your clothes every day, or do you like?
Not every day, no.
If you have a T-shirt on, will you wear it again without washing it?
Yeah, definitely.
You'll wear it again without washing it.
What, the T-shirt or the
T-shirt?
Overshirt?
T-shirt.
Actually, sometimes a T-shirt. I don't exude a lot of bad smells, actually, like I did when I was 13 and got clean.
All right, go ahead. Back to baby food.
But
just trying to think what else you're weird about. But yeah,
what's it called? There's this new kind of baby food that are these sort of freeze dried sort of things made out of vegetables and fruit, and they're kind of almost like astronaut ice cream, and they're actually really cool and good, and they're really unique. They're these kind of foamy, they're hard and foamy. I don't know, they're really weird. It's good. They're good.
Hmm.
I don't know. There's another cool thing.
It's amazing throwing some crazy shit on a sandwich or something.
But also, I eat it plain also. Like,
oh,
I'll
really?
Do a thing where I'll scoop it out and have like a whole variety of different sauces. It's like sauces.
You just eat the
sauces.
Actually,
you know what are good? Yeah, I get crackers and dip them in the sauces. It's just basically different sauces.
Wow.
Actually, I'm going to do... I usually get... Oh, I think saltines would be good.
Mm.
You get saltines and you dip them in these different sauces.
Because salt will release the flavor.
Well, yeah, but for the fruity ones, you don't need... The flavor's there.
What about Triscuits?
That could be great. That would be great.
How about this?
I actually want you to try this stuff. I bet you're going to like
it. Let's go. Let's do it.
You're going to like them, actually.
Is the marathon still running? Did you have trouble getting over here?
No, I didn't.
Oh, that's good. How about... Do the Triscuit, you can't do this now, but Triscuit, coat that in baby, whatever, the kind you like, put a little bit of cheese on top of that, bake it in the oven.
Yeah, that could work.
Hmm.
You know what's good?
What?
I love getting a cookie, like either a chocolate chip cookie or just a sugar cookie, and you put Swiss cheese on that, bake that. That's good.
Swiss cheese on a sugar cookie?
Actually, no. I'm sorry. Bake the cookie and then just put the cheese on top.
Let it melt.
Would not even just get it little bit soft, but cheese on cookies is really good.
Really?
Oh, it's great.
And that's so healthy for you. Nothing's healthier than a cheese and cookie.
Well, after eating all that healthy baby food, you can kind of indulge yourself a little bit.
Is it expensive per
baby food?
Yeah.
Say $1 a jar. It's cheap.
Is that more expensive or less expensive than applesauce?
I think it's cheaper than applesauce, maybe. That's the beauty of it. It's like applesauce, but it's more interesting flavors.
Let's go get some
combos.
Let's go get some.
Watch, you're gonna. It's gonna blow your mind. You're gonna start eating baby food.
Dude, I love being a weirdo too. So if people came to my apartment and they're like, "What's all this baby food in here?" I'm like, "Oh, try it, man. I would love to get into weird shit."
Watch this, dude.
I love being like a contrarian.
It's not gonna be weird anymore, though. People are. It's the new thing. And by the way, you know, there's a thing called I was a little concerned. I looked it up online
to see if it's unhealthy.
Yeah, to see if it's unhealthy. And apparently, actresses and models go on what's called a baby food diet, and they only eat baby food.
That does not help me convince me that it's healthy.
Right, because like models
actresses
are weird.
Models
right?
do it. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, anyway, that was some. Apparently, that's a thing. Actually, baby food diet.
You don't have a cell phone either. That's another thing.
Yeah.
Had you ever had one?
I've never owned one.
Let's talk about that.
All right. What do you want to know?
Well, I have just gotten back. I took it back a little bit in December. Went to a flip phone.
Oh, cool. That's cool.
To get off. Yeah, well, it is the only thing stopping me from doing it was a little bit. People like Big J's like, oh, you want to be a hipster now? And I was like, damn it. I wish it wasn't associated with hipsterism.
Is it?
Yeah, it is now.
Is me owning a landline associated with it?
No, cell phones, like flip phones are a hipster thing.
Really?
Yeah. Just like mustaches, it's associated.
Well, I wouldn't.
Anyway,
care about
but that,
that.
Had nothing
I wouldn't
to do
care
with that.
About that.
It was only because I was too attached to all this media at all times. All these like Instagram and Twitter and Facebook and text. And,
I hate that.
Yeah, and I'll do it at my computer, email especially.
Me too.
I'll do it when I get home.
Yeah.
I'm not in a job where any email is that pressing, unless I'm in some position. And I tell my agent's assistants, I'm like, listen, if there's like an audition tomorrow, and you're just emailing me. And I might be out all day, follow up with a text or a phone call saying, hey, Ari, you need to check your email because you have an audition tomorrow. You got to get ready for it.
For me, same thing, except I don't need them. First of all, I do check my email. Like if I'm out, I'll eventually get it. Nothing is that important, you know? Like,
right.
And nobody, I hate how people, I don't know, I hate how rude people are just about how being on their phones and being.
I see
out.
It now.
It's the worst.
You're hanging out, they just disappear into it.
This is why I'm more militantly against cell phones now, is because of what it's how it's making people act and stuff.
We don't have an aesthetic set yet. We don't have a way to act with it yet.
Well, there's
it's so
etiquette.
New.
There's no etiquette laid out.
That's
now.
The word. Yeah.
There's, and I guess there will be eventually.
At the meals, I know I've heard this where it's like everyone puts their cell phone face down on the table and the first person to check it pays for the meal.
I kind of like that.
I kind of like that. But that comes from a place of like, are we all so addicted that we're having a meal with three other people?
I hate
and we can't just talk?
Okay, so like I was hanging out with my friend. We were hanging out and it was the group of us and he was on his phone texting so much about inane stuff, right? And I said, why is it, what is so important? And he's like, I'm saying bye right now. I was like, wait, did you want to hang out with us or do you want to just do this? Because you could do this.
That's the thing. It's an overconnection. You're connected, not too much, but it is a connection to way more people at all times than actually just your social surroundings. So then you have to decide is which people that I'm connected with get my time. Because you're like, well, they texted me. I have to text them back. Like, do you?
You don't have to.
You don't have to.
Just wait on it, you know? Like,
and then you always want to look at it. And if it's an emergency, I can sort of see it where this guy's like, hey, he's locked out. And I go, hey, go to the next door neighbor. They have the key. Instead of leaving someone in a lurch. Or you are just someone people won't rely on for last minute stuff. If I'm in a movie, I'm not texting you back in 3 hours.
Or we make plans. Or, yeah, I mean, you can call me.
If you text me during a movie, I have my phone off because I just shot. Like in the first preview, I shut it off. I'm not going to see that text for 2.5 hours.
Yeah.
2 hours, let's say.
I hate it. People check their stuff during movies. It's
That's like, you can't. You cannot do that. You're taking me out. I'm supposed to lose myself in this, and you're taking me out of it.
People are taking themselves out of everything they're experiencing, not just movies. If people go on a hike or they go whatever.
I love asking that on my shows when I see somebody on the cell phone. I'll see it. I won't say anything right away. I'll continue doing my whole bit. Or maybe if I'm right at the end of a bit and I see somebody, I'll start up a new one and then finish that new bit, like a small, like 2 minute chunk or something. Mm-hmm. And I'll say, guys, I want to say something about cell phones. I'm like, hey, you, excuse me, you and cell phone. Like, oh, I'm sorry. I'm like, no, I just have something to say. What was I just talking about? And they're like, what do you mean? I'm like, I'm on stage. You're here. You paid tickets to see me on stage. Tell me the topic of the last bit I did. And they're like, oh, I don't. I'm like, you're losing your actual life experience.
You're losing money.
In order for this connection. Well, yeah, money. But like, you're not doing the thing you're actually
it is
doing.
Taking away from the quality of life. People are not experiencing life.
I saw some woman at the store. She went around into that, you know where you go back to the back main room? To the main room, green room?
Yeah.
So where the ladder is and stuff. She went around that way. She was sitting texting. So at least she wasn't doing it in the room. But I was like going back to do my spot. And I was like, lady, you're out at a club now.
Yeah.
Go live your life.
I know. It's crazy. People are not being present. I just think that's a big problem, you know?
Yeah.
And also, but even
I envy. I was thinking about you yesterday and the day before. It was like when I like offered, or somebody's like, I was late to go down to Brea, and the guy's like, can you text me on the way down to tell me where you are? And I'm like, not on this T9 thing. That's going to be tough, especially if I'm zooming a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
That's going to be very difficult. How about I just call you? And he goes, well, I don't hear my phone.
Oh, yeah, I hate texting, yeah.
But then it's like, my thing is like, Weinbach just didn't have to do any of that. He didn't have to deal with anybody's return texts. I mean, you hear that buzzing going on.
Yeah.
That's calling my attention.
Yeah.
Like a part of me right now, when I heard that buzzing from my cell phone, wanted to go like, well, let me just see what this is. But like, I'm in the middle of an interesting interview. I'm having a fun discussion with you. And it's pulling me out of this fun discussion.
Exactly. Exactly. Yeah.
Even so if you, I don't check
get,
it.
You get it.
Yeah. You just know. Somebody's like, just so you know, I need your attention. I need your attention. I need your attention. Even if you're not checking your phone, there's like something over your shoulder. Look at me.
It's diluting. It's diluting the experience of whatever experience. Yeah. With whatever experience.
Dude, so I'm going to go to Australia and Thailand. And here's my plan. I am. What?
No phone.
Well, I'm going to have to get like a burner phone or something to like. I need to be able to like contact people in Australia.
By the way, I'm personally, I'm not anti-technology either. Yeah. My laptop.
Do you have a Twitter account?
I do. I don't use it really. I mean, like, I use it to promote.
So what would you say to people who say like the reason you're not on there is because and using is because you don't have it on your cell phone?
Well, no. Here's why I have Twitter, and this is actually okay. Like, is if someone goes to my Twitter account, I have a pinned tweet that links to promoting my short film that I made that I'm trying to promote.
What's it called again?
It's called I Don't Dance.
Oh, yeah. That's what you're trying to promote?
Yeah.
Oh, that was great. Oh, I was telling somebody about it.
Oh, you watched it.
Listen to this. I was in New York outside the Knitting Factory, the old Hannibal show. That's now someone else's show.
Mm-hmm.
And I was telling somebody about it. I was like, oh, it's so good. Weinbach's so cool. It's called, you know, what's it called?
I Don't Dance.
I Don't Dance, yeah. But I said whatever it was. Like, Weinbach made this video about dancing. And then I was talking to Fahim, and he was like, yeah, man, I'm in that.
Yeah.
I'm in most of it.
Yeah.
I was like, oh, yeah. Sorry.
Well, that's funny that you didn't.
Yeah. I just didn't even think about it.
Fahim is so good in it.
Oh yeah,
and I don't want to spoil anything about
but
it.
But you can just say Fahim is an amazing dancer.
Fahim is awesome. He's a great dancer and he's in it and he's so good. And I was actually the whole cast. I was so lucky to get actually.
Okay.
Actually, I'll talk about this, but let's just finish this thing real quick about cell phones.
Yeah, absolutely.
Twitter. I have Twitter because it's like if someone was to look, I don't tweet like tweets and stuff, but if someone was to look up my Twitter account, the first thing they'd see is my short film there, and then they could just go to
my
short film.
That's what I do before I go on like Rogan's podcast or some big podcast. A lot of people are going to see my Twitter feed. I'll put out one tweet. Hey, I'll be in, you know, Sacramento in 2 weeks. Or like right now, if I did this, I'd be like, I'll be at South by Southwest doing my storyteller show on Tuesday. And so if people are like, oh, who is this guy? And they look.
Yeah.
Then that's the first thing they're going to see.
Yeah. Everything else of mine on Twitter is just posting videos that I make or just show announcements.
No jokes.
Yeah, no
Why
jokes.
Not?
Just because it's just not my style.
Sure.
You know?
Okay. Sure.
Anyway, but, and also I'm not like sitting, I'm not walking around just being like, oh, that's a funny joke. I'm going to tweet it. It's part of that whole cell phone thing. And,
yeah.
I mean, I would do it at home if it was my...
I tweet from text now, and it takes longer on my T9. But
really?
If I have a funny joke, I feel that's like my job to get some fans to listen to my Twitter account.
I mean, it's hurt me to not do jokes on Twitter.
But you know what else hurts you? In life, now, it can't all be about the business. It can't be all about your career. You got to live a little. I talked to Hardwick, and this is not an attack on him in any way. It just got me thinking. That I asked him to do at Riot Fest to do This Is Not Happening. And he goes, oh, I can't. I'm going to be in Vancouver. And I was like, oh, while you're there, because I was just there and I talked to the people there because I'm into skiing lately. And I'm like, you should try to go to Whistler. I wanted to go, but I had to come right back to LA for some reason. Like, you should go to Whistler. He goes, oh, I don't have enough time. I got to go to work. And I talked about it on his podcast. But like, I was like, oh, that fucking sucks. You've made all this fucking jumps in your career. And you don't have time to go skiing, to go do some fun shit.
Mm.
And it's like, it can't be all about career. It's got to also be about your the way you live.
Yeah.
When I leave
my apartment, I'm not on the internet. You know what I mean?
At all.
I'm not trying to be on the internet.
Dude, I walk
by. And I'm not trying to be like connected. Like,
with
really.
My iPhone, I would walk down New York streets. And New York is one of the most exciting cities in the world. Just walking around the East Village.
Yeah.
There's no like chain stores or very few. It's so just, you look around.
Yeah.
But I missed like 10. I went from 4th to 14th. And I was like, oh, here I am. And I'm
even
like,
just being on the subway and just seeing all the people on the subway.
Elevator doors closed.
Nowadays, I remember.
As soon as the elevator doors close, everyone gets on their cell phone.
Everyone's like this. It's so crazy. I remember being in the subway and not a single person was looking like up, like I was. Everyone was looking down
at the ads, at the fucking people doing stuff and talking.
And
then, yeah,
and also, and yeah, like okay, when I left my apartment today, I came here to hang out with you, and that's it. That's like all I'm doing. I'm not like trying to like talk to somebody else or look at something else, you know. And let me say this:
well, though, people will say about multitasking. Go ahead, but remind me about multitasking.
I hate that about multitasking. Basically, makes you do everything. The studies show
there is no such thing as multitasking.
You're actually
you want to be able to like, I can handle you right now. I can also deal with my babysitter
like I'm
later.
I'm giving you my full undivided attention.
Yeah,
you know?
But here's what happens when you multitask. You don't. It actually when you go from one task to another, there's a you have to go down and then back up into a mode where you're actually getting work done.
I heard you,
you do
all those things less.
So I spent 8 hours on one thing and the next day spent 8 hours on another thing and I'll get 100% work. If I go 20 minutes back and forth, I'm getting about 60% of work.
Yeah.
Because it takes some re-upping time to get into a thing. Even if I go an hour, you're still only getting 60% because you can't do both things at once. You can't put your mind on two things at once.
Now, the thing about cell phones that I do...
Playing basketball, if Michael Jordan's playing basketball, he's not thinking like, oh, I got to get that laundry later or my kid's got a fucking soccer game I got to go see. He's just playing basketball.
Yeah, he's in the moment.
Yeah.
People are just not present. You know?
Multitasking is not a real thing. People are not present, and it's like sucks, sort of. It sort of sucks. I miss it, but I don't want to be an old man who's like, well, in my day, we didn't do that. But at the same time, I think we haven't built an aesthetic around
when
it, a manner system around it.
If you think about what we did in the 80s, it was like, I just feel like life was more pure back then, in a way, you know?
You know what I did? I was in San Francisco. I want to go to Chinatown. I want to get a cool old egg roll that they don't have anymore. I don't know when the fucking Chinese took the Thai egg roll, but... And my agent and my friend Justin, he's like, he hates the cell phone. All my friends hate that I'm on flip phone now. They hate it.
I'm really into it, by the way, that you have that, actually. Thanks. And then next, you know what your next step is,
nothing.
Too, right? Yeah.
I know. Anyway.
By the way,
how are you going to find a good place to eat in Chinatown? I'm like, here's what I did. I walked up and down a few streets. I saw a place that was busy, and then I went in.
Plan ahead. And your hotel room, look it up on the internet.
Absolutely.
You know, I'm not saying don't be on the internet. I just don't like the idea of taking the internet with you everywhere you go.
Yeah,
right?
People go, oh, you got off the grid. I'm like, no, I didn't get off the grid. Yeah. I got off the train.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm still on
the
grid.
Yeah.
I'm just not on it at all times.
I mean, I tell you this, I'm way easier to get a hold of than a lot of people I know with cell phones. I mean, by the way, I will say this.
Tell my agent, my manager too, I was like, hey, have I been missing stuff, let me know. And they've never said yeah.
Yeah, I check my email pretty regularly.
What does that mean, regularly?
Like, you know, I mean, yeah, I might go 5 hours without checking it, but usually every couple hours at least, or every few hours or so.
Dude, I'm a drug addict with it.
That's another thing. When I'm at home, I check my email a lot.
Too much.
I'm thinking, I'm glad I don't have a way of checking this when I'm out and about.
It's like when you're trying to quit smoking, you don't carry cigarettes in your pocket. That's what people tell me. It goes, just check your phone less. I'm like, you're talking to an addict.
That's why these vape things are worse than cigarettes in a way. Because
they smoke way more.
Because they can smoke it anytime they want.
Metzger, he switched to a vape. But then he smokes constantly all the time. And then when he runs out of the juice, instead of smoking half a pack of cigarettes, he's back to two packs.
Yeah,
because he's used to smoking.
Health-wise, the vape might be better for your body, but psychologically, it's way worse because now it's in their mouth all the time and they can't stop. That's so bad. And also, I just hate how people also think it's cool to just vape indoors.
It's gross.
It's like,
it doesn't smell. I'm like, no, it's gross fashion wise.
It does smell, actually.
Fashion wise, it's gross.
Well, there's that. Yeah, it looks
tacky as fuck.
Talk about weird. That looks weird.
How does Natasha live with Moshe Kasher?
He stopped.
He did stop.
Yeah.
That's good. She made him stop.
Yeah. And he doesn't like that.
She's super fashionable, and he is on that thing all the time. It's tacky as fuck.
It looks weird, but he stopped. But he also doesn't like that I tell him that. Like, I'm glad he's back on cigarettes instead of that.
It's way cooler.
At least he's going to be like, well, he stopped vaping in front of me, but I don't like how people think that because it's not as harmful to your health physically as cigarette smoke. But to me, it's just a little less obnoxious than cigarette smoke. First of all, your clothes do absorb it, and your clothes do smell like it.
It's not as bad of a smell,
but it still smells.
Mm-hmm.
And when I was hanging out with Moshe with when he did it a lot, it was like my clothes would smell.
That's
like
the same thing. You need an aesthetic. Also, it has a manner system hasn't built up yet.
Also, what I don't like, yeah, exactly. It's a new technology. And now people are like,
don't do this in the library. I'm trying to study. I don't want to smell coconut.
But also, this is the thing: is it doesn't. I don't like it's sugar water apparently, right? Mm-hmm. It's like sugar water and like oil or something like that. I don't want my clothes to have sugar in them because to absorb sugar because I don't know. I feel like I'm going to get ants. You know, ants are going to be crawling all over.
Well, that's nitpicky, I think.
That's what?
I think that's nitpicky.
Well, sugar water in your clothes. You put your shirt away next or your jacket away in the closet. Next thing you know, there's roaches on your jacket.
I think it's a bit of a reach.
Well, I don't want sugar on my clothes.
So here's my plan for Thailand and Australia.
Oh, yeah.
Sorry, go ahead.
Go. No, you go, yeah.
So I need to do 10 podcasts. This is the third. So I need to do 7 more before I leave on like the 13th. If I can do that and upload them all, do the intros and upload them because you can schedule them for release every Monday, I don't have to bring my computer at all to Australia and Thailand. So I can just be away from my computer for a month.
Well, that I can't do.
Vacation.
I'll use
the fucking business center at the hotel.
No, that's actually what I do.
Sure.
So, but see, I do do some work on my computer. I do need to do some work on my computer. You know?
Sometimes, but other times not.
But you know what? If I'm going away for a weekend,
yeah.
To some city,
yeah.
If it's two or at most 3 days, if it's 2 days, and I don't think I'm going to need my computer for anything else except for checking the internet or whatever. Then it's pretty cool to be able to go to the hotel, use the business center,
mm-hmm.
and check my email once a day. That's like the best. When I'm like checking my email once a day, like I just check it at the end of the night or something like that. That's great, and it's just like the weekend because there's not a lot of activity on the weekend anyway. You know, for emails and stuff.
Right.
So that's pretty nice.
The problem with my show and with all this stuff, it's like I'm getting so many emails now.
Oh, really?
That unless I respond to them right away, like as I see them, like. Can make a response, even if the response is like, I can't deal with this right now, then I just won't see them. They'll drop off the first page in like an hour.
Right.
But like, I want to pull that back. I don't want to be so connected to everyone.
Yeah.
I used to have a pager.
I think more and more people are going to start to do this.
When I was dating Natasha, I refused to get a cell phone. I had a pager for my agent. Mm. And if he needed me, if I had a last minute audition, because especially in the commercial world, you get a lot of last minute, I need you to go right now to so-and-so. You have an hour to get there. And you have to like drop what you're doing, unless you're like playing golf and somebody like, oh, I can't make it. But you need to be able to respond
to
them.
That never happens.
Barely ever. But they paid you. You have a today audition.
Yeah.
It used to happen. I would go to a phone. I'd call him back and I would handle it. And that would happen once every, maybe twice a month.
Also, if I need
But here's the thing. She hated it, but like I got it done. Yeah. And I like the lack of connection because I like saying, leave me a message. And this is what you have.
Yeah.
Leave me a message. When I get home tonight, I'll see it. I'll get back to you.
Or I'll be there maybe I'll get home.
I called you last night. You were there.
Yeah. Or I'll get home in the middle of the day probably at one point.
And
I'll check. Yeah. And also.
What do you got? An old school like press play? Like you have six messages.
It's digital. I mean, it's not a tape. You know, it's not like an audio cassette.
Does it say you have six messages? Or
Yeah.
Wow, that's cool.
Yeah, totally.
Wow.
But.
That's hipster.
Well, I mean, I don't know, you know, but the call it what you will, you know.
I will. Call it hipster.
That's another word, actually. Like
overused. Absolutely. I'm done with hipster. I shouldn't have used it. I apologize right now.
Hipster doesn't even exist.
I apologize.
Basically,
hipster.
Nerd.
Oh, you're hipster. You have a hat. You're hipster. No, hipster. You know what that is? Hats now are fucking the girls that go to fucking Coachella.
To me, okay, here's the thing. What really is a hipster, I think, is people who are not capable of being sincere, you know? Like, and that's it, basically. Like, it's not about what you're into.
Like when Homer was doing the Palapalooza, whatever he did, Lollapalooza, and these two, like, fucking Gen X guys, like, oh, that's cool. And so
which one?
Homer was being, he would get a cannonball shot into his stomach. He was a freak show for Lollapalooza.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
And somebody was like, oh, that's cool. And then his friend was like, wait, are you being serious or sarcastic?
Right.
I don't even know anymore.
Yeah. I guess that sort of hipster is not being capable of being sincere.
Is that what you mean?
Yeah, I think so. Yeah. But anyway, but it's hipster's like nerd. It's like, it seems like everyone's a nerd now. It seems like everyone's a hipster now. And really, nobody is either of those, really.
Yeah, except Nick Youssef.
He's both.
He's a hipster.
Oh, you think so?
Yeah.
Why? He's not capable of being sincere?
No, I think the things he's into are super, like the gel in his hair and the very, very clear about his clothing that will not fit in. I want my clothing to not fit in. the third wave coffee shops he goes to.
I still don't even think that's hipster, though. You're actually right. I think that's just, you know, wanting to
go,
you know,
for a ride.
Is like being into something or being being, you know, just, you know, wanting to be different or whatever. But anyway, going back to one thing I will say, though, is that I don't disagree that cell phones can make your life more convenient, and smartphones especially.
They can. Absolutely.
Smartphones absolutely can make your life way easier.
GPS, I got lost going to Bray yesterday.
Yeah, so but me personally, I'm willing to sacrifice that convenience.
There are pros and cons. When people go, "Oh, you don't mind missing Yelp?" I'm like, "No, of course I do. That's one of the things. Uber, it's one of the things I actually do miss."
First of all, by the way, I Google directions before I leave the house. Like, I know,
but then you miss a turn, or a turn's not marked the way you thought it would be.
I figure it out. You know,
that's what I did in high school.
What did you do?
In high school, you know what I do? I would get lost on purpose and find my way home.
I used to deliver pizzas in Laurel Canyon in the hills and stuff.
Ooh, yeah. Those hills are windy.
Yeah, it was crazy. And you know how I didn't even look up stuff on the internet. We just used maps, you know?
I'm the Thomas guy.
Yeah.
No, that's the thing. They do add convenience to your life. A lot of times they absolutely do add convenience.
No, they do, but I'm willing to sacrifice that convenience
comes at a price.
For the freedom of just being present and, you know, just doing
what I want to try it for a little while. See what it's like.
Well, here's the thing. And I think it's going to be easier for you, but I think for some people, it's very hard to unlearn this. Uh-huh. What they've been grown accustomed
to. I think is going
to
happen is the people that are born today, or even the last 5 years, as they saw nothing else except smartphones, except usable smartphones. Really, like, they're all over. Every kid has a smartphone by like 7 now. If they form a manner system around it, if they form an etiquette around it.
Well, what's interesting to me is that kids born now, or even kids born...
Because I have this theory,
born 5-7 years ago... What's interesting is their reality is they don't even know what life was like before, and so it's like to me, so for them it's normal to be like this all the time, to be looking down at a phone the whole time. It's normal to be connected all the time, and it's normal to just. I think maybe the manners are. It's normal actually to like be rude actually, and I mean in their mind it wouldn't be rude. So what I'm saying is that it's interesting to me that that's the new reality, and it's something that I don't exist in, and. I am an old man in that sense, you know, and that's fine, you know?
Yeah, I have this theory. The reason people take pictures so much after shows, I was talking to Diaz about it, and he was like so annoying. Like, he went outside and smoked pot with everybody after a show.
Who?
Joey Diaz.
Uh-huh.
And you're out there smoking pot and hanging with the fam, which is cool. It's a fun thing to do for them and for us, if it's all chill. And then people start going, can I get a picture? And you have to leave this genuine moment. We're all talking about something, shooting the shit, and you have to like... Smile.
You said genuine.
Genuine, yeah. Smile and turn. He's reclaimed it. And turn and smile for a second and go like that. And then you have to get back into your conversation and you've lost it. Now, here's the thing. I and you were raised in a time where if you had a camera on you and a picture-worthy event was taking place, you'd feel super lucky you had your camera on you.
Yeah.
And if you were at Niagara Falls and you take a picture of all the guys in front of Niagara Falls, because that's what you do when you have a camera there. So we were raised in this position of like a camera means something.
Yeah.
But now
pictures
you have a camera at all times, and so does everyone.
Also, not only does it make the pictures so less meaningful, it makes the moments less meaningful because
See people, they see a beautiful, like look outside there. You see the flowers blooming on that thing?
Mm. Yeah. No.
Okay. On that tree. You see the pink flowers?
Oh yeah, maybe so. I'm a little colorblind, yeah.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Are you really?
A little bit, yeah.
So you don't see the blooms on there are pink on the green on the green bush?
It's kind of blending in. It's blending in, but yeah, I do see it. Yes, I do. Yeah, yeah,
wow, that's vivid.
I do, but I didn't see it. Yeah.
So here's what happens: is people walk by that, see it, they'll go to their phone, get their camera out app, look at it, take it, no, do it again, put effect on, take the picture, and then walk on.
I know the whole effects thing too.
And then what they're doing is not just going, "Wow, pretty flowers," and actually looking at the thing.
Check like, this. Yeah.
Why are you doing a representation of the event when you actually can just look at the event?
And check this out. Because people take pictures of everything now or video or everything.
They're less meaningful.
Well,
they're less special.
Remember when it was like we had to say to each other, oh, you just had to have been there. It was awesome. There was this. It was awesome. You know, you had to have been there. Now it's you didn't have to have been there. And that takes away from that being a sacred moment is that there's something kind of sacred about a moment in that it only existed in
when you
your
were
memory
there.
And your memory of it. But now that
there's backlash at concerts, nobody wants to look at the concert through your cell phone that you're
holding
up.
I was thinking that was the new cigarette lighter now.
Yeah.
You know, is the, you know, is the, or not cigarette lighter, or just lighter, you know, is the holding of the phone.
It's 3 hours. Watch the concert.
Yeah.
Don't take a picture. Take a picture outside before you go in.
But there's something really special about just remembering that moment, enjoying it in the moment, and then thinking about it afterwards, you know?
Yeah.
But
yeah, it is.
Anyway.
It's weird. I don't want to lose touch, but at the same time, I also want to have a life.
Well, it's what's funny is I feel like people have lost touch by being on their phones all the time. Mm-hmm. They've lost touch with what's around them, being present, you know?
I'll tell you what, though. People, like, how is it when the people react to it the same way drug addicts, to me, towards me, react that I've seen when I see people say, oh, I'm not drinking for a while. And the other alcoholics go, oh, why? Oh, because you think it's, and they're like, I'm not attacking you.
Yeah.
I just don't want to drink. They get mad. They
some
feel
defensive
attacked.
Thing, I guess, or something like that.
Like, how Moshe does this
gets on my
you?
Case the most, actually, about not owning a cell phone. And he claims that, you know, he'll do this, right? I'll be in the bathroom, right? Like, taking a crap or whatever. Maybe I wasn't taking a shower or something like that. And he'll call me and leave a message. He's like, see, Brent, if you had a cell phone, you know, I could get a hold of you right now, but and whatever. I was
not
like, dude, if I had a cell phone, it wouldn't matter. I was in the bathroom. I always had to be like, no, I
would
was
have
in the
to
bathroom.
Have it in your pocket while you were shitting.
Yeah, or something. Or in the, I'd have to have a waterproof phone and if I was taking a shower or something like that.
Oh, right.
I was like, that's why you didn't get a hold of me is because I was in the shower, not because I didn't have a cell phone. Like,
and
he'll make these arguments that I wasn't able to get – he couldn't get a hold of me because – I didn't have a cell phone. It wasn't because I didn't have a cell phone. It's because
right, you're like, no, I was home.
Some other
I was
reason.
Home.
I was home. Or there was another time where.
But also, like, it's like not getting a hold of me is not as bad as you think it is.
Right. Well, also.
That's not the end of the world.
There
don't
was,
get a hold of
there
me.
Was this other time, right? Where Dane, you know, he was working on this show, this TV show.
Dane Cook?
What?
Dane, you said?
No, but Moshe was.
Oh.
He was working on the show and, you know, like they were going to use me for this role.
Yeah.
And.
What show? The Natasha role?
Yeah.
The Natasha show?
Yeah. And they needed to confirm me like that night or something. I was with a friend at my house and it was nighttime. And if I'm hanging out with somebody and the phone rings and it's like past 7 or something like that, I just don't answer the phone.
Do you have caller ID?
I do on my living room phone.
Okay.
But it doesn't matter. I don't even look at the phone. Because I'm
someone.
Hanging out with them and I think it's... And if it's after business hours, then I'm, you know.
Everyone else goes, I got to see if this is important. Like,
yeah.
No, you don't.
Like, actually, maybe I wait even till
unless
like
you're on
eight,
call,
after 8,
on
maybe.
Call, yeah.
If it's after 8 and I'm hanging out with someone, I'm not going to, I don't.
Leave them to go see what some other thing
yeah,
is.
Well, it's, to me, it's like,
it's rude.
It's after business hours, so it shouldn't. Now, if I have somebody over and it's like during business time, I might need, it might be a work phone call and I might need to get it, you know. But if it was, he called me at like 9 or 10 or something.
So the pager was so good because the only people that could reach me was my commercial agent.
Oh right,
so
right.
So it's like if this goes off,
yeah.
I know I need to deal with it.
Yeah, sure, yeah. So well, this was about a job, and Moshe was trying to call me and not getting a hold of me, and he was like, "See, if you had a cell phone, this and this and this." Mm-hmm. It's like, if I had a cell phone, I definitely wouldn't have checked it while I was hanging out with somebody, you
yeah.
know. And he's like, "Well, it's not." Then he says, "Well, it's not just about owning a cell phone; it's about using it too." And I'm like, "I'm not going to do that," you know. He's like, "Well, you almost lost this job, you know." And
so,
I was like,
"Almost." So you're talking about Moshe saying, "Here's why you should change because this thing didn't affect your life for the worse."
Well, he said they were about to give this to somebody else,
but they didn't.
They couldn't get a hold of me.
They did get a hold of you, and they didn't give
also,
it away.
Also, someone else told me they were...
They also... People know. It's like, oh, Moshe actually doesn't have a cell phone, so... I mean, Brent doesn't have a cell phone, so...
That's what he said.
It might be until tomorrow until
that's,
we can
no, that's
him.
What he told that the rest of the people. It's like, the only reason we waited is because we know you didn't have a cell phone.
You're like, great, so...
I was like...
No problem, then.
And it wasn't a problem in the end, but also it was sort of like... I just think people's arguments for why I need a cell phone, to me, they're really... They're
invalid.
They're making these arguments from some weird point of view that doesn't make sense or something like that. It's almost like Howard Stern talking about how you you shouldn't do comedy clubs or that how you said that people shouldn't do
that's
comedy
clubs. That's why podcast sucks because now you don't do comedy clubs.
Yeah, or something
like
that.
Oh, but I do comedy
yeah,
clubs.
Yeah, it's just like they don't... They're in a space, a headspace that is like they won't even be willing to see where I'm coming from. On
Nietzsche
this, you know?
Says the problem with philosophers of his time that he saw and the generations before him was that they came to everything with a preconceived notion. Let's say the notion is childbearing is the end goal for human existence. That's the point of life is to have children. And then you go, well, let me look at proofs for it or against it. But you're already coming into it with the idea that this is the point.
Yeah, yeah.
What you should be is, I don't know if childbearing is worth it or not. Now let me examine whether or not I can prove if it is or not.
Yeah.
Moshe's coming to that with, like, you need a cell phone. Here, I'll tell you why.
Yeah, I was.
Freddie Lockhart did that once. He was trying to say how MMA, mixed martial arts, was worse than boxing. Because he was like, in mixed martial arts, so it's just like, what did he say? He goes, it's too simple. Or he goes, there's no great champions. Or that's what he said. He goes, people don't lose enough. I'm like, no, in boxing, people go 38-0 before they even get a title shot. In mixed martial arts, if you win 7 in a row, you have a title.
Mm-hmm.
7 is massive.
Yeah.
And he goes, well, okay, but so then still, here's the reason I don't like it. I'm like, no, wait. But you said the reason was because the champions don't lose enough. Uh-huh. So now you should say, your reaction now should be, oh, you're right. I'll give this mixed martial arts a chance.
Yeah.
But they don't do that. They keep trying to prove their point with something else. That's what Moshe's doing with you.
Yeah. There was someone else who told me that they thought of me for something, and they were like, and then they thought about
calling you, it was too hard.
I was trying to think of how this went, actually. And I said, I think they called me and didn't get me. And they were like, oh, well, he doesn't have a cell phone, so we can't get him, you know?
Yeah.
And I was like, well, how come he didn't leave a message? And we were like, well, we needed somebody really soon. Like, we needed somebody pretty, like,
That's why you leave the message.
I said, hey, I have
a spot to fill at a show at night. That's a more likely scenario of something you'll lose.
This was actually supposedly like an acting job on a show,
okay,
or something like that. Or I can't remember. It was sort of like something like they wanted me for something, but they didn't bother getting a hold of me because they thought it would be too hard to get a hold of me. I was like, well, you obviously didn't want me that bad, or you would have called and left a message or something, or emailed me or something. And I almost didn't even believe it. I thought she was just making it up.
Could be.
To like, prove to me I need a cell phone or something like that.
This is what happens sometimes. This is a more likely scenario. Is that somebody, there's a late fallout for an in-town spot.
Mm-hmm.
You know, not a huge career thing, but something you would want to do. Okay. Right?
Yeah.
If there's like, hey, Bert Kreischer just canceled the improv. You want to do the spot.
Mm-hmm.
You'd like that call to come to you. What they'll do is, what they should do, is they'll call you and say, oh, hey, Weinbach, I'm seeing if you're available for the spot. I got to fill it. So call, if you get this in quickly, call me back. Otherwise, I'm going to get the next guy.
Yeah.
And then whoever calls that guy back first gets the spot.
Yeah.
And all right, it happens. That's one of the slight negatives, but you can still call you, see if you're home and want it.
You know what else I don't like is how people are not even capable of communicating outside of text now. Yeah. You know,
that super
younger
weird.
People are really scared of talking on the phone, or they can't really they don't know how to connect to people without doing it through
Jeff
text.
Ross had a joke about that.
Oh, really?
Because, yeah. You know, somebody calls you now, like it used to be all, now somebody calls you like, what are you, a psychopath?
What the fuck is wrong
with you?
Right. I mean, I talk, I'm a, you know, I like
they
to
used
talk
to say you needed a cell phone because they said, what if there's an emergency?
Yeah.
And my theory to that is back when I had a pager, I mean, this is 12 years ago, 13 years ago, but I was like, what emergency do you need me? Like, well, what happens if dad dies? I'm like, well, then how am I going to help? Emergency is someone that I know needs a blood transfusion with only my blood. And really, you're going to live your whole life on that possibility?
I mean,
they'll get you.
And if I need to use the phone and I'm out and about,
your friends all have them.
Well, I don't. I never use people. I try not to use
people's
phones.
I can Uber off their phones. Like, let me use your Safari. Open it up.
No, I don't. See, I feel like if I'm going to live my life without a cell phone, I can't use other people's
phones. Why? If we need directions somewhere, I'm like, I'm with you. It's like, hey, get directions to this place. And they go, oh, well, if you had a smartphone, you could do it. I'm like, I know, but you can do it.
Well,
Yelp. Go Yelp a good place.
The way I do it is I kind of... If I'm making this like life choice to not use a cell phone, I feel like I can't do anything that would depend on anyone's cell phone.
I disagree, yeah. Because that's if you said that cell phones are not worth it to have around. There's no benefit. But you are saying there's a benefit to cell phones. It just is.
But then that's hypocritical if I don't...
No, it's just overwhelmed by the negatives. If somebody else is going to be a fucking drug addict, you can be like, let me borrow your cigarettes. I can't have cigarettes on me because I'll smoke all the time, but let me bum a cigarette off you.
Well,
one off you.
Basically, what I do is I would just do what I did in the 80s and 90s, What?
You'll find it.
Go to like if I'm at it, wherever, whatever establishment I'm at,
I'll tell you the negative.
Use that phone there, you know?
Yeah, I'll tell you where the negative of GPS are. Riding around the subway in New York, and it tells you it's great for fucking getting directions. China for subway directions.
Mm.
You don't have to speak the language. It tells you where you have to go to get to this place,
yeah.
What lines you have to get on. But I am now more. What was that? Who's here? Benji, come in the back?
I don't know.
But I am now more aware of how to get places. I'm like, oh, the 6. I never took the 6 up here. That goes right there.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, that's another thing.
People, you know, or if you miss one train, you're like, now I'm lost.
People forget
how to get places.
People, no, but also
GPS.
Not just getting places. People just general knowledge. Mm-hmm. You know, they, because now
Pete Holmes used to have a great bit about that too.
Would you say Pete Holmes? Uh-huh. Yeah, exactly. Yeah, people don't know anything anymore.
Because where was Tom Petty born?
On their phone.
I don't know. I want to know, and you just don't know.
So that's kind of, I think that's, it's making people less knowledgeable because it's on their phone.
And then you don't have to. It's like having an external hard drive at all times. Like, you don't have to be knowledgeable. Right.
But you know, I don't know, what's weird is,
you only have to be if there's an apocalypse and you lose a cell phone service.
I wonder if there'll be people who break away and just start getting back to the roots.
There are.
I mean, I wonder if that's going to happen or if it's just going to get worse and just like, it's just going to be chips in your
There'll
head where it just
that be
it's just
eyesight things where you can look to the side.
Imagine
and left.
This. Imagine just having a conversation with somebody. Okay, start saying something to me, right?
Hey, I don't know if you saw this new suit.
What?
Where are you looking?
No. Sorry. Keep doing it. Keep going.
Oh, I can't believe the Seahawks dropped back on 2nd-and-1. I mean, would you have made that call? There's no way I would not. My hand it to Marshawn Lynch.
Brent? What were you saying? Like, okay, basically in my head, I was doing a text or something in my head, you know, or in my brain chip while you were talking to me, and I was basically doing this, but I was
looking down,
looking, but like, that's interesting that you could be staring ahead, but not, you're actually like looking at something
else. You
know what
they say when you're on your cell phone, because they were doing studies on it, when you're on your cell phone driving, they said earpiece or no earpiece. It's not like you're blocked by your hand. You're, what are you going to get? Oh, your tissue. Oh, that's so hard. You don't use tissue paper for that? To blow your nose?
No, this is not. I wasn't blowing my nose.
Oh. You're, what's the sight, side-to-side sight? What is that called?
Peripheral?
Peripheral. Your peripheral vision goes down by a percentage. I think it was like 15 to 20%.
If what?
If you are talking on a cell phone.
Really?
Even with an earpiece in.
Really?
Yeah.
Really?
Because your mind focuses on it and your
that's
peripheral vision comes
wow.
in.
Wow, that's interesting.
So you have that's- less... control of the road. You have less sight.
That's interesting.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I'll tell you this. People just on their cell phones while they're driving.
I'm going to look at that study and try to put it on the website.
So bad, you know.
Well, yeah, and everybody does it. And the only reason people don't do it now is because we had to make a law around it. So everyone who says, I can limit the amount of cell phone use I put in, it's like, I don't think you can. Because the other time that people were going to limit their cell phone use, they weren't able to. And the government had to come in and say, hey, you guys are no longer able to do that because it's so dangerous and you're all still doing it.
And you know what? Also, people don't even really know yet what the long-term effects of having a smartphone on your body all the time is. You know what I mean?
I'm not as concerned with that. I feel like they've done studies, but...
No, but, you know...
But they don't know the long-term effects on your social life. And I'll tell you this. And people ask me, this is what I was going to say before. Yeah, there's waves and stuff. Absolutely. That the
millimeter
flip phone,
waves are called.
They all say like way lower on that, the millimeter waves.
Which ones? Oh, the
flip phones.
Oh, yeah. No, but imagine that thing, like.
That's why I always put next to my pants so I can not have children.
Oh, you do it as like a sort
help me out.
Unofficial vasectomy or something. Right?
Yeah, until my real one comes. Here's what people have asked: like the people who aren't angry about it, the people who are willing to actually have a conversation. I'm like, what's different now? And I tell them this: like I got it December 25th in New York, and I was instantly like, I think maybe Nikki Glaser was asking me or. Somebody instantly more social
when you got the flip phone.
Yeah instantly more
cool.
present and talking to people, having conversations.
That's pretty cool. It's cool that you're able to get off of a smartphone though, you know, because
it helped. I lost my phone. I was talking to Dan Soder about this for a long time, about getting off my data plan so I could only use my phone when I had Wi-Fi, use my phone whatever, but only Twitter, Facebook when I was on a Wi-Fi, to at least separate yourself a little bit from it. I've talked about it for months and months. Then I lost my cell phone. I got a new one for like a week. And I was like, returned it. Then I got another one for a week. I was like, you know what? Let's just do this. And I did it. And it feels pretty good.
I think it's really hard for some. I think it's like easy for me because I've always lived like this.
Yeah.
So I've never depended on cell phones, and it's easy. You know, like
right.
I'm used
you
to
never
it.
Got on it.
I never got on it. But I imagine it would be hard for someone, especially someone who's on their phone all the time, to get off of it and try to just do this now, you know?
Rogan said this when I told him
like
I went off of it,
you know?
He was talking about the things that he needed in his life, you know, that that I'm going to miss. And I was like, he goes, what about Instagram? I was like, well, I can't Instagram. He goes, why? He goes, and this is not him really meaning it, because I couldn't live without Instagram because he's really into it now.
Mm-hmm.
But he didn't really actually mean I couldn't live without it, you know, but he said I can't live without it. And my thought was, you did 7 months ago before you were on Instagram.
Yeah.
And now you can't live without it?
It's crazy.
And you will live without it in 6 more years when we've moved on to the next thing.
Yeah.
So it's just sort of like you absolutely can live without these things.
By the way, do you know about John's phone?
No, who's John?
You might be into this. That's just what it's called. John's phone is this thing where it's a cell phone. It's an anti-smartphone cell phone. It's a cell phone that only has a number pad on it, and there's no, you can't text with it. You can't do anything with it except for make calls and receive calls. That's all it does.
Wow.
So it's just straight up, and it doesn't have a screen on it, and it's just like a actually button pad with buttons, you know? That's it. It's probably like this size, like this.
And just phone calls.
It's just straight up phone calls, and that's it.
What I want is phone calls and texts.
What?
I want phone calls and texts.
You want texts?
Yeah, and I want a quick keypad so I can jump to text faster. But
why do you want text?
Because people do communicate through text.
I know. I don't like that, though.
Yeah, when I call people, they're like, now you're bothering me. Now you're changing the way I have to live.
That's the only time I'll use someone else's cell phone, by the way.
Is what?
Is if somehow if I'm inconveniencing them if I'm with them and they need me to make a phone call of some sort, basically, and it's more convenient for them for me to use their phone.
Then you will.
Then I will.
Because you don't want to fuck them over more.
I'm not trying to inconvenience them. Yeah. You know?
But a lot of the texting phones now, the ones that you can flip up and text with a full keyboard, also come standard Twitter and Facebook. And I'm like, no, now you've lost me again. Mm. I need no apps capable.
But you know what, though, man? You can do without text. I think I kind of believe in you.
But that's the way you're bothering the other... Maybe. Address. Text me where you're going so I can put it in my...
Why not just do that, you know, before? I mean, I did plan ahead. You know,
There's more times now that I will call instead of text. Like, David Taylor is my lifeline. When I need information about something, David Taylor was always in, like, those academic bowls. He's just smart about shit like that. He knows things. Never smokes pot, so his memory's great. I text him all the time. Like, hey, what's the phrase? It means you kind of want to, like, do something, but... You only have a small desire. He'll send me back, text me back a word. I'm like, no, it's like two or three words. It kind of means, and he'll get it. I started doing that on my T9 phone, and I was like, what am I? This is going to take me fucking 30 minutes. It's going to be a long time. So I just called, like, hey, what's that thing? We're off the phone in 30 seconds.
Yeah, it's so short, you know?
And then I actually had a little conversation with my friend.
Yeah.
We laughed about it, and that was it. So for those, it's fine, but there's certain times where I'm like, man, you know what? Maybe I'll look at it again and see if I can do it without text.
I think you can, actually.
I'll look at the actual text.
I think what you can do is just not have a cell phone. Just get the landline, you know?
It's only been 2 months.
Oh, the flip thing?
Yeah.
Well, I guess step by step. You know, you got
baby people like, steps. You'll never get a smartphone again? I go, no, I didn't say that. I'm not attacking you, and I'm not saying I'll never do anything. I don't have one right now.
I don't plan to ever get a cell phone.
I was wondering about it. I saw a Tell with a flip phone, and I was like, but people are like, yeah, it's Dave Attell. I mean, he's not really that up to date on, you know, he's super funny, but he's not that up on like technology. But then I noticed, I talked to Louis about it, CK, and he goes, yeah, I just got a flip. I'm like, really? Hmm. But that's a guy who's doing stuff. I mean, there's a lot of stuff that Louis CK is doing.
He has a bit about
TV show. Cell phones. Really? And then, you know who else doesn't have a cell phone? Dana White has a flip phone.
Who?
The owner of the UFC.
Oh, okay.
Who's constantly doing stuff.
My brothers have flip phones.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
My sister used to chat.
And here's the weird thing. You look at the flip phones and see what they're good at, because some of them only have 100 contacts, which is annoying. So you got to research them a little bit.
By the way, I carry a black book with me.
Do you really?
It has phone numbers.
It's great.
Your number's in it.
Nice. But all the like the reviews are like, my grandfather loves it. My grandmom is
That's funny.
Fuck.
No, but that's just because the world, you know, the majority of people are all about smartphones and don't understand why they're bad for people. You know? They only see why they're good.
Yeah, maybe I'll...
You're going to do it, I think. I think it's kind of cool, actually. I'm proud of you, actually.
Thanks, buddy.
I'm proud of you.
Thanks.
I'm proud of you. There's so many... People are so resistant to it, and they...
Like, it's also a resistance to change, a normal resistance to change. Any change, people are resistant to.
And I think I'm resistant to change, too, actually, you know?
Oh, yeah.
That's why I don't have one, yeah.
Yeah, good point. You're resistant to change that way. But it doesn't matter what you are. Either you work out a lot, you can't stop working out, or you don't work out, and you can't start. It's the same thing. People getting angry at me about being on a flip phone comes from the same place as people being against gay marriage.
Interesting.
This is not what I was raised with. No. No. I'm used to this thing. Don't change. Can you see that or no?
I mean, but they weren't raised with cell phones.
Yeah, but they've gotten so accustomed to it.
Yeah.
So it's like, not raised, but it's like, no, that's not the way things are done. Like, but you haven't given me a reason why.
Yeah. That's interesting, yeah. I mean, it's definitely...
I mean, a lot of gay marriage is not so much like super religious people. It's moderately religious people who just go, nah, that ain't right. Why?
Well,
Bible.
It's... It,
but they really are just against it because it's not what they're used to. I see two gay guys kissing. It's weird.
I get...
I mean, I look every time. I think, whoa.
I think for religious people, I think their point of view is, or I hope this is their reason, because this would make sense to me, mm-hmm. is that biologically, our bodies are designed to...
Then you should be against the pill.
They should be against a lot of things. Like, yeah. They should be against... oral sex and you know, whatever, right? But their bodies are designed to for a penis to go into a vagina, you know that's the way the body's designed. And so basically the body is designed for men to be attracted to women but not men to be attracted to men, because that's not how the bodies are designed. And if God designed our bodies, you're going against God's design. And so
that's why they're against
it. Homosexuality is going against
God.
Here's
why I disagree with that, you know? Because the body's also designed for you to put it in a butt and a mouth of a dude.
No, so but it's really, not really, though. I mean, no, but like, not. I mean, not really, right?
It's not, perfectly for those dudes.
But not...
Same height?
It's not really... Like, it's... The main reason a penis exists is it's
main
supposed...
Main reason, sure.
It's
main.
No, I mean, that's really the only reason.
Yeah, main reason a car exists to get places, but you can still take a fun drive just for the sake of driving.
Yeah, but
it really is. If you're talking about compatibility, what it's designed for, it really is only... It's for straight people and gay men, and not
sex
for,
is for
gay women.
Sex is for reproduction, though. You know, it's not really for pleasure. It's pleasurable because...
Yeah, and then when the people don't want kids, they're like, what about them? So they shouldn't have sex? The super religious, I guess, would say no.
Yes. Yeah, they should not have sex.
So Jews are supposed to only sex for procreation.
They shouldn't do anything... Basically...
Sexual for non-procreation reasons.
Yeah, anything sexual. Yeah, exactly. Yeah,
pulling out would be just as bad as homosexuality.
Yeah, it was designed. Well, actually, here's the thing. I think here's how a religious person can make an argument for why you can have sex even to not have a kid, but it's got to be straight. Is because, it is pleasurable. It's primary purpose for reproduction, but it is pleasurable, so we can use it for pleasure also. But it's not. But to do gay stuff, it wasn't designed that way.
But I disagree with that too, because the male G spot is in the anus.
I mean, it's...
I mean, if you're talking about design,
if you're talking about design,
the male G spot, where God said, "Here's going to be your pleasure," is in the anus. Well, because the woman's is in the vagina.
It's accessible through the butt, through the anus.
Yeah,
but it's like
God gave us this thing to stimulate. And we can only access it through the anus.
Have you ever accessed it?
Mm-mm. I can barely find it on chicks.
Well, yeah. We've talked about getting fingers stuck in your butt before, right? By doctors?
Possibly.
Well, anyway, we've done... Just listen to the other one. Yeah.
Okay. Your memory's way better than mine. All right. What else did you do weird? Should we wrap up and go get some fucking...
Baby food?
Baby food!
I mean... Why don't you just take a break? We get the baby food, and then we'll do the taste test.
Yeah.
Well, right. Can I promote this short film?
Sure.
It's not about being weird,
absolutely,
but
right now,
like, you know, I've been...
I don't dance.
I don't dance. I'm treating this like a new album, basically.
It's 20 minutes.
It's 20 minutes. It's not. It's not like an internet short of mine.
It's like a short movie.
It's a short film.
Yeah.
And you can see it for free on Vimeo.
So amazing on Vimeo. I tell you now. I will leave a. Can you embed it?
Yes.
I will leave it an embed, whatever you call it.
Yeah.
On the webpage.
Great.
For this.
Great.
For the people listening, if you ever ask about the music I use or anything like that, I always build a webpage for each of these things on my website, arishafir.com. The reason is so that I give you extra content and stuff on there, stuff you can find that relates to the episodes, so that you will see my tour dates. That's the only reason I do it. So in this one, I will try to find the link for that study that shows your peripheral vision goes down 15%, but I'll definitely also leave an embed of this and another stand-up clip of yours, maybe.
Yeah, by all means. Oh, well, yeah. I mean, I guess while you're at it, Mostly Live is my album on iTunes. But this is basically new album, kind of. It's anything I do right now, I'm trying to promote this because I put so much work into it last year. And
who's the chick?
Her name is Kat Foster.
Okay.
And she's a great actress. And
so you're trying to get people to see it.
Motion and Natasha are in it.
Yep, that's right.
And Fahim is great in it. And actually, the whole cast is great. And
you just want people to see it.
Yeah, I want people to see it.
Well, tell you what, Brett.
You have to take time to see it.
I don't have the $5, so can you give me any way to watch that way I don't have to spend $5 on this?
Here's the beauty of it. You go to vimeo.com/Brent Weinbach. It's there. Or you just...
And then I spend the $5 there? How does that help me?
Guess what? It's free. Zero money.
What?
You can watch it for free.
You're giving a discount to all the people?
Not even a discount, dude. In fact, I guess if I gave... Yeah, you can... You can. I'll give you a discount. If I gave you a discount, you'd owe me money.
You know what I do? So my new special went up, and they're putting up. We're doing pay what you want until March 20th. I was like, fuck it, let's try it, experiment. They're like, well, I don't know. And they're like, well, we have costs for the people putting it up, so we have to put it at least $1. I was like, okay, but what I wanted to do, because I had it online available before on chill.com, and a few thousand people bought it, and now that's gone, and now they can't access it. So I say to anybody, if you see me at your show, and you had to go buy it again for $1. Spend only the $1 if you want, because you already paid $5 for it.
Yeah.
Tell me, and I will give you $1. And I had someone in Brea yesterday, so can I have $1? I was like, no. He goes, oh, I mean, I bought that special. I already bought it. I was like, yep, here you go.
Yeah.
And I was happily gave him the $1. Yeah. I'll even sign the $1 if you want.
You know, my first album was out of print, and you can't really get it anywhere.
Oh.
So I'm kind of okay with, like, I guess it's available on torrents and stuff. I've heard.
I've tweeted out my torrent links for my stuff.
And people have been, you know, actually one guy came up to me and he gave me $10 and said, hey, I downloaded your album.
I had that too.
And
I said, took your album for free. Here's $5.
I said, oh, thanks. You didn't really need to do this. The reason why is it's out of print. So
the only way
I'm okay with that. But, you know, my other albums, sure, buy those, you know.
I had somebody say that. He goes, here, I stole your CD. Let me give you $5 or $10, whatever it was. And I was like, that's fair. I took it. And I was like, okay.
But guess what? I don't dance. You don't even have to do that. Or unless you want to, you know. Sure, you can. But spend a lot of time on this thing. And you can't just, you know, you have to sit down and, you know, put aside 20 minutes to watch it because it's, it's a short film. And watch it like you're going to watch a TV show, an episode of a TV show.
It's a problem, too. You don't get lost in fucking movies and films when you have your cell phone. You stop in the middle and you're like, it doesn't build up the tension to build.
Yeah, do it when you're at home. If you're sitting on your couch or whatever, you want to watch
put your cell phone away
comedy
for 20 minutes.
Yeah, it's fun and there's video game music in it. And I don't know. I'm just trying to think if there's anything else to say about it. Or you can just Google, I don't dance, Brent Weinbach. You'll find it.
Okay.
So that's it. I just want to push that. Well, yeah,
that's great. That's pure.
Oh, that was the reason
art
I put
for the sake of art. Just go see it.
Well, also I put it out on Vimeo because, well, one, there's a couple of reasons why I couldn't put it on YouTube, but the other thing was that I was going to submit it to festivals. I was submitting it to festivals and not getting it in to festivals. I think probably because it's too long, because it's hard to get stuff in that's 20 minutes.
You want a 5 minute short?
Five to 12 minutes, you know, but. But also, I feel like on the internet, this can be seen a lot better than how many people would see it at festivals and stuff.
Yeah, it's weird.
So, like, you know.
It's weird. The internet's an amazing spot.
Actual.
That's what Stern doesn't know,
thought.
Too. It's like, hey, man, podcasts are available always and forever. It's not like they have to listen right now.
Yeah.
You know, we'll probably get some people listening to our old episode, Casa de Fruta. Was that what it was called? Was it called Casa de Fruta?
It was called... Hemorrhoid trip, or something
that's
like
it.
That.
Yeah.
I liked it. I liked that. I thought that was a good.
It was fun.
That was a good episode. I mean, it was.
I've done a
couple
road trips since then.
Did you do eating adventures?
Stopping, doing different things.
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah.
You know,
yeah.
Just like
that was fun though. I actually had a lot of fun that day. We spent 12 hours getting down to Los Angeles.
Gilroy. Casa de Fruta. Last time I went to Casa de Fruta, I spent over $250.
Really?
I mean, I couldn't stop.
But I told you what I did. I ordered on the phone. I called them. You can order online, but they don't have everything available online that they do at the store. So I called and I asked them, because I don't think those fruit bar things, I don't think you, or those logs.
The logs.
You couldn't get those.
Togos? Were they called Togos?
I don't know. I just call them fruit logs.
Fruit log, yeah.
And I don't think I get them online.
Ooh,
no.
They were good.
I called them, and I was able to get them on over phone.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
They were so good.
Yeah. No, I ordered them. I ordered all the stuff I couldn't find online, and you could just order over the phone. Wow. I did the whole order over the phone, actually.
Yeah, that was good. That was good.
No, that was fun. That was a fun one.
If you want to find it, you can't find it on YouTube. Just go to my website, and there's a search bar. Also, if you ever wanted to find episodes with people, use my search bar. Just put in Brent Weinbach, and you'll find it. All right,
let's get some baby food, and then let's come back and try it.
Yeah, we'll try it.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm a crazy weirdo, and I'm calling you. I've really got nothing better to do. I dial up your number, and I let the phone ring. Then 2 minutes later, I'll be doing it again. You might think that I'd move it along, but you would be wrong. I've got no life at all, and so I'll continue to call. I'm a crazy weirdo, and I'm calling you.
Yo, man. No, it's Steve Simone's. He's letting me use it while I'm here.
That's nice of him. Is it recording?
Yeah, sure.
So
I called back and it was busy again.
Oh, how many times did you call?
I called twice. I called and then I called again like 20 seconds later. Busy, busy. And then I figured, okay, I guess you're on the phone. You don't have a call waiting.
You know, it's I made a call, didn't reach somebody.
Yeah.
And then I had to make another quick call, and each time I made those two calls, like I didn't reach the first person, then I reached the second person.
Wait, while you're dialing, it won't go call waiting?
Right, I think so. Yeah, or if it's off the hook. I mean, like, meaning, basically, I think you called right when I had pressed, you know, when I had taken the phone off the hook or whatever.
Twice in a row, at that moment?
Yeah, I think so.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, that's coincidental.
All right. I was positive you didn't have call waiting either. I was like,
I need call waiting. Can't not have it.
I remember something. When you got into my car, the rental car, you smelled that.
No one
was sitting in it.
I actually don't know if I was even smelling it. I might have just been checking it out.
Like really closely looking at that spot?
Yeah, or just seeing what's up. Now, here's a quick question for you before.
Yes, sir.
Do you want to go to the Ralph's right here, 2 blocks away, or do you want to go to Rock and Roll Ralph's?
Oh.
I kind of think Rock and Roll Ralph's has a better selection a little bit.
Oh, really?
Yeah. But maybe not. Actually, I don't know if they have the chicken sticks, actually. Rock and Roll Ralph's.
And you think this other one does?
Yeah, maybe we'll go to the other one. Well, what do you think?
Well, we're going to talk a little on this.
Yeah.
So we got to go somewhere where we won't feel self-conscious, but also won't stick out.
I think both places won't stick out too much.
We'll stick out, but
not stick out.
We will not stick out.
I think at both places we will not stick out.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
All right. Do you think the mother section is rocking right now at 11:54 p.m. on either one?
Yeah. Make left here. Yeah. It's not rocking.
It's not rocking. Probably not.
Yeah.
Anyone who's up now shopping for baby food, that ain't the way you're supposed to live, right? Or maybe someone coming home late from work.
Actually, while we're here, I might just pick up some jugs of water, too.
Oh, yeah. I'm definitely going to do some shopping.
Oh, you are? Okay, cool. Yeah.
So make a left. I haven't eaten in a while, too.
Make a left right here. Oh, really?
Make a left right here?
Left, yeah. I mean, we can go to this Ralph's right here.
Oh, that's what you want to do?
Or do you want to go to the Rock and Roll Ralph's?
I guess it doesn't matter. This one's fine.
Yeah, maybe let's do this one, yeah.
I've been to this one before. Is this one open? How late is this one open?
This one is open until 2?
And the one's Rock and Roll, 24.
24, yeah.
Rock and roll.
So how was your show tonight?
It was pretty good. Should I gun it? No. Oh, I totally could have made that. I feel bad for the person behind me. God damn it. Oh, you're turning the whole time? He didn't turn his blinker on. Now I'll make it up for him. Oh, what a rich, entitled motherfucker. Mercedes. Like a long Mercedes.
Is Steve one of your best friends?
Simone? Yeah. He loves that I'm driving this.
Why?
Because he's driving Renazisi's. He got Renazisi's Kia, and so he's driving this real nice car.
That's a Kia right there.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Right when you said Kia, I looked at this. Looked at the words Kia
It's like this nice SUV, and I'm driving this car with taped up headlights.
It's cool. It's got style.
Yeah, I like it. I actually like it.
Kind of matches your phone a little bit.
All right, should we turn this off and go inside?
Yeah. Okay.
Or should we walk through the doors with it?
Okay, we can do that too. Yeah.
Oh. Okay, I got to gear up for my anxiety.
Why? You think it's kind of embarrassing?
Yeah, but it's I got to get over that embarrassment a lot of times.
Yeah.
I just got to and then go for it, and then it's okay.
It's not embarrassing.
It's not embarrassing?
Well, we could start talking while we're in the section, yeah.
Yeah, let's...
I mean, it, to be honest, it might be even kind of boring for the listeners to...
For the walk-in?
Yeah.
Okay.
Right?
Okay, good enough. Wait, I am saying if there's a dog treat that I could see him being into. Slims, you think this?
I don't know.
You've seen
this
the size
is,
of that
this
dog?
This is my jurisdiction.
All right, maybe not. These are way too big. Oh, hold on. Right here we got stuff. If you were a dog, what would you be into?
Oh, that's an easy question. What? Not these things, though.
Not these things for that little dog like that?
Something more premium. Like this. This color, you know, looks a little
brown,
more
a dark
meaty.
Brown, a dark brown.
Yeah, it's got caramelization there.
There's
yeah.
so many there. I want to get like three of those, and there's like 30.
Oh, just little tiny things?
Yeah.
Hmm.
See, I don't want to fucking spoil them.
What about
dog toy?
What about these?
What? Oh. I'm settled on this, man. No, I'm good.
Oh, really? You like that?
Okay. Yeah. It's long and narrow. Yeah, I'll destroy that. Okay. All right. Where is this? So you're saying pet food and baby food is in the same aisle because...
They're not in the same aisle.
Oh.
Separate aisles. They're close. Okay. They're near each other in aisles, though. But are the
Dude,
aisles
I've never,
are closer?
I've never thought to ask one of those guys to get something from the back.
Oh, really?
You just asked them. You just
Well,
said,
no, because I knew they had a stock. They had to restock them because they run out every night, and I know they have them in the back, you know?
Oh.
All right. Well, hold on. It's this way right here.
No, that's... Peeps,
yeah,
what's
yeah,
Peeps?
Here we go.
Oh, is Passover coming up?
Easter and
Easter,
Passover.
Whatever.
Yeah, it is, yeah. All right, here we go. Back up. Wait, hold on. Hold up. Here we go.
Oh.
Okay, now look.
I'll tell you right now, the Beach Meal Classics does look like a higher quality than Gerber.
No, but Gerber's good also, though.
But look at the packaging. This looks like, and even this, the big one.
Yeah, no, these are the ones I get.
These look like
these are the ones
prime
I get.
Shit.
Okay,
if I'm comparing this to like pasta sauce... This is fucking, like, looks like garbage Prego. And then this looks like the stuff you've never heard of.
Ragu.
Yeah. Or like deeper.
All right, so look, let me show you some of these flavors here.
Okay.
These are the fruit flavors that are pretty good. First of all, this is one of the favorites here.
Just raspberry
and carrot. I mean, it's a sauce that, imagine a sort of puree of raspberry and carrot. It's a cool combination.
Yeah.
I like it. And you should definitely try this one out.
What about just peas, green beans, and asparagus? That might be gross, actually.
Yeah, I haven't tried that yet.
That's savory.
That's a savory. Might be good with salt, but I haven't tried it, so I can't vouch for that one.
Okay.
But I can vouch for... I have tried this. This is interesting. Pineapple, pear, and avocado.
Okay.
Interesting.
You actually don't have to yell if you don't want.
Oh, well, I thought because of the music.
No, it'll just pick up in the background.
Okay. It's also because of the people. You don't want people to see us using microphones in the store.
Yeah, well, sort of. Apple and blackberry seems good.
That could be cool. Yeah, imagine applesauce with blackberry in it. That sounds
this
cool.
This just seems like some sort of jelly.
It's not jelly, though. It's not even jelly. It's not that sugary. There's no sugar added.
So you're saying that's just apple and blackberry, like puree? Is that
this.
A word?
Yeah, look at this.
An apple and
ingredients. Kiwis. Ingredients. Apples, blackberries. That's it.
What? That's it? Microwave. Do some people microwave this for their babies?
Well, I think that if you were going to do the... you want that one?
Fuck yeah, I want this one.
Cool, all right, cool.
What do you mean?
Now look, how about pear blueberry? How's that sound?
That you sounds pretty good too. I rarely eat pear.
Okay. How does this...
Wait.
How does that sound? Pineapple, pear, avocado?
Doesn't the avocado kind of fuck that up?
No, it's kind of cool. Kind of works.
For real?
Yeah, it kind of works. You want to give it a shot?
Oh, yeah. If we find something interesting. Now, hold on. Are we only sticking with beach nut or do we want to try
one of the good Gerbers? We're going to do some... I'll show you a couple of Gerbers, but real quick. Here's beets, pear, and pomegranate.
You think that would be good?
I like it. If you don't like beets, though, I wouldn't do it if you don't like beets.
Pear and apple? That seems stupid. Pear and apple are the same thing anyway.
No, pear is definitely... I like pear sauce more than applesauce, definitely.
But come on, dude. That's basically the same vegetable.
Okay. I think we got some good beets.
Raspberry, apples, and beets. No. Okay, yeah.
Now, look.
Sweet peas? Do you ever get sweet peas?
I did try peas on a different brand other than these two. It's called...
Let's see what we got.
It was called... Where the heck is that one? Oh, yeah, this brand. Well, this was kind of gross, though.
Sweet potato looks
gross.
This
brand is, like, organic.
Yeah?
It's called Earth's Best. I wasn't crazy about that. I didn't like those
You did
ones.
Not like it?
No.
Wait, this is not organic?
Well, what's this not one's organic about... That's natural. I don't think it's necessarily organic.
What's not organic about blackberries and...
The way the fruit is grown.
Organically.
Okay, so now, here's something to check out. Here's... I know that they're discontinuing...
This looks gross. Apples and bananas with mixed cereal. I don't know what mixed cereal means.
But the strawberry banana is a good flavor, but
strawberry banana is a great flavor.
Strawberry banana.
In a juice.
But they're actually discontinuing that flavor.
They
might be out of it, actually.
Nope, they're not. Apple, strawberry, and banana?
No.
You want this straight.
Strawberry, banana, that's it. Ooh, that one looks kind of...
Which one?
No, never mind. See, I think they're getting rid of that, actually.
Apple, blueberry... Banana mixed berries.
Well, that could be cool. Actually.
Yeah,
I like the
with
sound
blueberries
of that.
And blackberries.
That sounds actually could be bet right there.
Yeah, these come in two to a pack, huh?
See, it's like pudding basically.
And what is the kid eat a whole one of these? Do you eat a whole one of these?
No, I usually eat half
of one of them.
Yeah, or so, you know.
Okay.
All right. How about? I mean, just take a look. There's more things here. Okay.
Bananas.
I'm going to show you one of the savories here.
Yeah.
If I can. Man,
there's peas again.
We might have to go to Rock and Roll Ralph's.
You kidding me?
Oh no! Here we go. Oh. This is mixed vegetables and beef dinner.
Dude, there's no way that can be good. I'm not eating that.
I thought that it was going to be good.
It looks like a baby shit. It's that color.
I thought it was going to be gross. Also, I thought it was going to be gross, but my sister turned me onto this one, and she's I actually like it plain, but you add salt to it. Do you have salt?
In my apartment.
Yeah, like you have, it's a grinder kind of salt. It's like good salt.
Oh, right? I thought we were going to sit on the corner and eat it.
Oh, really?
Yeah, you said you want to go back to an apartment.
Oh, if you want to sit on the corner and do it, we could do that.
I don't know, that's how I had a picture in my head.
We can do that, but I mean, we need to get some salt on this, definitely.
Salt, okay.
So I don't know how you want to handle that.
All right, we'll think about it. We'll see if I pass some salt. All I have is sea salt they have to crack.
That's great.
All Benji has.
That's what I love. That's perfect for this. The sea salt's perfect. All right, hold on. Look, now these...
Okay, now what's yogurt? Do you ever have yogurt?
No, I haven't done it. Check these out.
Yeah?
These are really cool.
What is it?
Fruit and veggie melts. This is what I was telling you about earlier. It was kind of like an astronaut ice cream consistency.
Yeah.
They're kind of these weird freeze-dried things.
Oh, yeah.
It's a very berry blend. It's made from fruits and vegetables.
All right, put it in. Let's
this
do
is
it.
Very interesting, and I like it. And
wait, that's okay.
All right, you know
so
what?
This is all in the baby section.
This is good for starters.
What else do you eat that we might not right now? What is that? Carrots and broccoli.
I don't mess with this brand anymore because I didn't like it when I got it.
Earth Trust.
Earth's best.
You're saying you disagree with their title. You're saying that is not only not Earth's best, but not even the best on this half of the aisle.
I don't think it's California best. California's best either.
Oh.
So, I mean, I think that. I mean,
you ever get these pouches?
No, I haven't tried it. We can try them.
Sprout. Whoa. Got it.
Oh, of course. I got to get this.
What?
Wait, back
twist?
Up for a second. Man, I am kind of disappointed you're not going to be able to try strawberry banana, but chicken sticks.
Dude,
you got to try these.
What?
No, these are good. I wouldn't. No, those are meat sticks. Don't get those. These are chicken sticks made
from
chicken.
But that's in a fucking...
In the brine?
Brine,
it's good. This
yeah.
is why we kind of need to do this in a house, you know?
Okay. Yeah, okay.
I mean, we could do it at my apartment if you want, but...
No. I want to see what your apartment looks like.
I don't... To be honest, I just don't really like having guests. You know?
Yeah, how come?
Because...
We should go up there, man.
I'm like very worried about people dropping food, and I just don't want to get...
I'll be very careful with it. I'll eat like overly over the plate. I think for this, especially since it's all about weirdos, that I should see your apartment.
All right. I will say this. People have said that my apartment looks like the apartment of a psychotic person.
Because
I don't have any decorations. I don't. It's not decorated, but the only decoration I have is this doll, this black doll, kind of life-size girl, black girl doll that's in the corner of the living room. But chicken sticks.
Yeah, I'll eat those way over the plate.
I mean, I'll take, yeah.
Let's go. You'll take whatever's left over.
All right. Here, let me just get a better cup here.
Why?
Jar.
What are you looking for in the chicken stick?
I don't know. I'm looking at this. And
the clearness of the brine?
It's kind of like, I don't know.
Oh, there's stuff in there?
I don't know.
There's tons of stuff in that one.
Maybe we'll get this one.
Oh, they both look really gross.
No, believe it or not, these are good. Have you ever had Vienna sausage?
Maybe.
These are good. They're good.
No, it's not like Vienna sausage. That's pickled fucking meat wash.
It's actually, trust me, chicken sticks are good. Chicken sticks are what I remember from when I was around 90. That's what got me started on this whole thing.
Really?
Chicken sticks. I like chicken sticks.
All right, let's do it.
We've got a good little mix here, you know?
All right, let's check back. Let's go to your apartment.
Still a weirdo. Still a weirdo. After all these years. After all these years.
Okay. That is a consistency of like a meat sauce, like a marinara meat sauce, a light one.
This is the
which one's that?
Raspberry carrot.
Oh, what? Yeah, this is the raspberry carrot.
This is raspberry carrot.
Oh, it smells like carrot.
And raspberry. You'll see. It tastes like both.
Okay, you're setting all this up.
I'm gonna use the same spoon, so I'm just gonna like wipe it off so that you don't get
mixture. You know, So there's no mix.
Yeah.
You prepare this. I'm gonna look around your room.
It's not my room.
It's your common room.
It's my living room.
Yeah, your living room. Here, you hold this. You just walk around with it.
Okay, but I have to use both hands though too.
Oh really?
Yeah.
Okay, we'll forget it.
Wait till you try this vegetable beef dinner. And these things too, actually.
Oh yeah. Yeah, you do just have one black doll with overly long legs.
Yeah.
Super long legs. She's like 3 feet tall?
Yeah, I'd say so.
3 foot tall doll?
Yeah. Yeah. Hold on to that for a second.
How come no decorations?
Because I just don't want to put stuff up.
What do you mean? Really?
No, I want to create more of a sterile environment, like a sterile feeling environment. I don't want to have clutter, you know?
Right. I'm a fan of that. Yeah, nothing around. Oh, save $1, Ralph's on Beechnut.
I forgot to
save
that.
Oh, yeah, we could have saved on the purchase of 4. Oh, you hoard them for yourself. You knew what you were doing. You did not forget. You did not forget a likely story. All you got is a fucking keyboard, a sick record player, and some sort of sound system, and a doll. This isn't a bad place.
You think it seems like a psychotic person?
A little bit like a psychotic person's place. Can I look at your bedroom? Or would that be crossing a line?
No, I'll show it to you, Hold on one sec. Because I just think of my underwear might be out.
It's okay. I'll see your underwear. I'll let you go ahead of time, but you keep the mic with you.
Okay.
Can I see it?
Well, hold on one second.
Okay.
Let me just put something over here.
Let me just see your place. What's the difference? What's the difference? Can we just see?
Hold on.
A towel?
No, I just wanted to put this towel up.
You're worried about me seeing a towel?
No, not really, yeah. Right.
Was there something else in there?
No, not really. I mean,
do you have a body in there? What else were you hiding? What did you hide? Besides a towel?
Nothing. The top of my underwear, you know? This is just to go to sleep with.
Fishy.
Underwear.
Fishy. What's happening?
No, there's nothing.
You went in here in the dark and pulled out one towel? That's what was embarrassing you?
I just thought it looked weird that I had the towel, like, laid out on the bed, you know?
You were jerking it, man.
No. It's because I just found that
Dude,
to be a better way
TV
to drive.
TV is retro as fuck. You could sell this to a Hollywood, like costume thing, a design thing. Man, look at this. It's so deep.
It's pretty dusty. You better not touch it.
This looks, though, like state of the art at some point. Sony with a side speaker. One speaker on the side.
Yeah.
Damn, bro. The weird thing is it goes back deep, but not crazy deep.
Yeah.
Damn. Do you ever use this?
Keep it down a little bit, too.
Okay. Do you ever use this?
No, this is more of a showpiece.
It's a cool showpiece.
It's like I did use this for a while in my old apartment, but I just have it here because I didn't want to get rid of it, and I like it. And it still works. It's just I don't really have a use for it anymore.
Yeah. Wow, no decorations in the bedroom either.
Not really. I mean, there's a little mouse that my sister's friend made for me.
And you have one champagne cork above the kitchen. That's it.
So, I mean, standard bathroom, you know. Whatever.
Relatively clean. Shockingly dirty on that.
Yeah, it is kind of dirty in here.
Didn't expect to see that.
It's kind of dirty in here a little bit.
Toothbrush on top of a shot glass to keep it off the ground so nothing can get to it. Am I right?
Lopez, tonight, don't step on the towel, please.
I will not step on the towel by the tub, but this tub is also surprisingly dirty.
A little bit.
Being in here,
it's not that dirty.
Not gross, surprisingly dirty for you.
Yeah, maybe for me it's a little dirty, yeah.
Yeah. If I got that as a hotel, I'd be like,
oh yeah, of course.
What did they put me up in?
No, I get lazy and I don't like wash the place sometimes.
Yeah. All right. Let's get to trying this fucking baby food, yo. All
right, here. Okay, so now set out here of five little.
This looks like a Passover Seder plate.
This is just.
You got five different globs of yeah. baby food.
Oh, should I turn this down or something? I can turn this here.
Yeah, turn it a little down. Probably not that bad.
Okay.
There's another noise coming. What's that noise?
It's part of the. It's the lower version. Oh, what?
Okay, I got it.
It's yeah. the lower yeah. setting.
Okay.
Okay, so let's see what flavors we have. Hold on 1 second.
Dude, this looks like meat sauce. The stuff you put salt on looks like meat sauce. This looks like that stuff you put on Thanksgiving turkey, cranberry sauce. This looks like straight vomit, straight like kid vomit, and that just looks like applesauce. But the applesauce one's just pineapple, pear, and avocado.
Okay, so what do you want to start with?
I want to try just pineapple, pear, and avocado.
Actually, can I suggest something to start with?
Absolutely.
So let's start with the Gerber brand banana and mixed berries.
That's the one that looks like baby vomit.
Yeah, I think try that first.
Okay.
It's going to be like a banana pudding. Try not to get it started bleeding into the other one, but just try not to. Just give it a good little taste.
It seems sort of like pudding. Let's try it. Yeah, that's pretty good, man. Wow.
I mean, it's like it's kind of it's a banana pudding with fruit, like with the berries, basically.
Yeah, not as thick as pudding.
Don't overdo it. You save some.
Try a little bit more. You can really taste the banana and the blueberry.
It's good, right?
Yeah.
That's a great after supper little.
Oh yeah, little bit of that.
Treat. You know, a little after supper treat, and that's Gerber's banana mixed berries.
Yeah, I didn't mind that at all.
Yeah. That's a definitely. I usually eat those ones for. I usually get the strawberry banana one actually, which is
really?
That one's good.
Oh, right,
too,
right. That's what you said. Okay, so then what do I try?
Okay, next up, let's try the raspberry carrot. Okay, not as sweet.
Is that?
That's that one right there.
That one.
Yeah.
You sure.
Try to get that side of it because this kind of bled into the
raspberry
other one.
Carrot. This right here.
Yeah. It's not as sweet, but it's good though. Artisan sauce.
That one's a little gross. You can taste the beet.
There's no beet in that.
You sure?
Yeah, it's just raspberry and carrot.
Oh, carrot.
You don't like that one?
That one's a little weird. That's a little grody, bro.
I like that's actually one of my favorites.
I'll try a little more.
That's one of my favorite ones. Maybe because it was bad to start you. I should have started you on
carrot.
I should have started you on raspberry carrot. Imagine that spreading that onto a sandwich or something like that.
That might be better on a sandwich of some kind.
Yeah.
That might be better on something. Maybe that's on a saltine. We'll try.
Okay, yeah. All right. Ugh. Next up, let's try.
No, I did not care for that.
All right, you will
more water.
That one's my favorite one, actually. Ugh. All right, try this just apple and blackberry. This is basically applesauce and blackberry. Yeah, that's applesauce and blackberry. That's all it is.
That can't be bad. That's probably. I'm thinking it looks just like applesauce texture wise.
Yeah, but color wise, it's right. Sort of got a more of a blackberry look to it.
That is so good. What is that? Apple and blackberry.
And that is beech nut, apple and blackberry. It's good, right?
Wow, yeah. A little bit more of that. Wow, tasty apple.
Yeah. You know what's also
apple
good?
Apple overpowers the blackberry for sure.
Well, you know what's good is the pear blueberry also. If you like, you can taste both too. When we get the pear blueberry, you really taste both flavors.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay. Now what should I go for? The savory or more sweet?
I would go this last sweet one here.
Yeah.
Just pineapple, pear and avocado.
Avocado makes me wonder. Now, this has less consistency of even though it looks more like applesauce. Oh, because there's no apple in it.
There's no apple.
Okay.
kind of interesting, right?
It's interesting.
Yeah, you can taste
the flavors of the pineapple come out and hit you like afterwards. They hit you in little in beats.
It's gourmet.
Yeah, because you can taste the other stuff, and the pineapple comes in kind of like that Pop Rocks candy that's inside chocolate sometimes.
Okay,
and you're like chocolate, and like oh, it hits you like that.
Yeah.
Can't really taste the avocado though.
Yeah, it's just a hint of it, you know.
Yeah, hint of avocado, mostly pear with this fucking punches of pineapple.
I like that one. All right, let's try some of the savory here.
Yeah.
So this is Gerber, mixed vegetables and beef dinner. And
I mean, there's chunks just, in there.
Well, first, give it a smell. See if you could smell just that right there.
The chunks, okay. It looks like barf for real.
I had my doubts about this one myself, but then I tried it. It was actually, smells good, right?
Yeah, it smells like a good hearty
spit pea soup or something like that, yeah.
even like a some sort of like barley vegetable soup.
Yeah,
or minestrone.
Yeah, it's like some sort of.
Yeah, it smells pretty good.
And I did put some sea salt on it
on top.
Yeah, just to bring out the flavor.
So now I'm gonna try it.
Yeah, give it a shot.
It's a big spoonful.
That is a little bit much to start with, but you should have gone a little smaller. But maybe it's all right.
That's not bad. I got a little in my mouth. Can you wipe? I got a little in my mouth. I got some on my side of my mouth. Can you wipe it off my mouth? I just wanted you to treat me like a baby. Well, you weren't taking the bait.
Well, I didn't even. I thought you were joking. Actually, well, you were joking.
Yeah.
Anyway, that's not bad, right?
That's not
it's
bad.
Not bad. It's like more. A soup. It's like a soup, basically. Mm-hmm.
It's a little bland, to be honest.
Well, no. If you add salt to it, though,
the salt
you probably missed
the.
There was probably not enough salt on it.
I taste the salt parts with their salt.
The salt,
like,
brings
the salt.
It brings out the flavor. I feel like.
Yeah, you're right. It does.
No.
You're right. But without the salt, the parts that don't have the salt are bland.
Yeah, it's kind of bland, but actually, I kind of like it without the salt too. Actually,
really?
Yeah. All right, now don't fill up yet because you still got the chicken sticks to try. And this is going to be, you're going to like this a lot. This is really cool, actually. These veggie melts, the fruit and veggie melts. All right, let me prepare the chicken sticks.
You have to, how do you prepare them?
I'm gonna drain the juice out of this.
Oh, it looks like gefilte fish, bro. That was a cool thing when we saw the gefilte fish. That
kind
of juice.
The gefilte fish looks way grosser.
It does. You're right about that. But the consistency of it, that doesn't exist in nature, that perfect round.
Yeah,
it is a little weird.
It does look a little processed, but
why is it all logged up?
Well, it's like a Vienna sausage as well, you know?
Well, you keep saying that as if it's going to mean something to me.
You'll see. It's good. So I'm going to drain this jar of the...
Dude, cockroach.
Oh, my God. Too bad we didn't catch the recording when you got scared about the spider earlier.
Yeah. Spider killed me. Revenge the motherfucker, cocksucker. You had me so scared that spider was coming when we got out of the car.
Yeah. All right.
Oh. Okay.
All right. And by the way, he basically scared me that there was a cockroach in here because you know, we were in the car earlier and there was a spider.
It went in the bag.
It went in the bag and then Brent
was like, I think the spider, you're like, there's a spider, and then we couldn't find it, and you're like, I think it went in the bag. And I'm like, all right, well, we'll figure it out
you
later.
You didn't think that it really
no,
was in the bag.
I never saw it. And then you were like, well, what if it's in the bag? I don't want to take it into my apartment.
Yeah, I said, let's not take it into the apartment. So you said, all right, how about we can take everything out. We put the bag on the trunk of the car.
I'll take everything out.
Check it out.
Would you like that?
I said,
and you
yes.
Were like, yes. And it was on my Zoom recorder.
In the bag.
And it looked scary as fuck,
too. And he jumped back because it was, he pulled
his, oh my God.
He pulled the recorder out and yeah. it was attached with a web onto the recorder, so it looked like it kind of flew at him.
I'm pulling it towards me, really.
Yeah, and then...
Oh, the
then,
smell of this is disgusting, by the way.
No, it's good. And so then... Here, you want to use that?
Yeah.
And so then we went... It was still attached to the car. It was on the back of the car. It was still on the back of the car.
Yeah.
We wondered when we parked near my apartment if it was still... You know,
attached to the trunk.
And so I opened my door, and then I had this idea that what if the spider was going to drop down when I opened the door? And then I thought, oh, maybe I'll just pretend that it's there on your side.
So as soon as I opened it, you were like, the spider. I jumped back so hard. You got my heart beating.
I said, yeah.
But and
I
then
said
you just, saw the cockroach outside and you made a noise.
Was, on the sidewalk, there you was made a cockroach.
They go, Sorry. That was me loud. It was such a jump. It was right by your foot, too.
Yeah, no, it was right. There was giant a cockroach on the sidewalk next to my foot. All right. Ooh. Anyway, all right. Okay. So here's the chicken stick.
Okay.
All right. Give it a shot. It's good.
Okay. I'm going to cut it in half.
Pretty soft.
It's got a little skin on it.
Yeah, the skin is good, actually.
It's not touching the broth.
It's a Vienna sausage.
It smells a little like a filter fish, to be honest. I love this Gerber baby staring at me. So cute.
And this is a Gerber graduates, too. So this is the next step up.
Why'd you look exactly toddlers. Like that, baby?
Huh? No, look. This is the early... This is a crawler.
She looks like the same baby, though.
That's a crawler. No, but the symbol here is different. Crawler. Oh, yeah. And then toddler. What do you think?
It's pretty interesting.
I mean, it's like a Vienna sausage.
Dude, I could see that with some horseradish on it.
Yeah, absolutely.
I really could see that with some horseradish.
Guess what?
Horseradish.
It even works with some of that stuff.
Maybe I'll try it with this.
Try it with that. Try it with that, yeah.
The stuff I hated. Oh, that's pretty gross. I'm not a fan of that. Ugh. Oh. How do I bring out the flavor, but it just was not, just added a shitty flavor. Ugh, give me this water.
Did you not like the chicken stick at all?
The chicken stick was okay.
Do you want another one?
What's the caloric value of these things? Does it say that? Serving size. 1/4 cup is 35 calories. So 140 calories a cup of this. Oh, that's of the sweet stuff.
Well, it's different for the different ones.
130 calories for the mixed vegetable dinner for the whole jar. Oh, serving scanner 2, so only 70 in these.
You want another one of these?
Yeah, all right, I'll take another one.
Here.
Yeah. Thanks.
Just eat it without dipping it or something.
Would salt go on there?
I don't think it needs salt, actually. I think it's pretty good as it is.
All right, sure.
It's like a Vienna sausage.
Yeah, I don't know what that means.
Do you think it's good?
I wouldn't. If it was in my fridge, I wouldn't go for it.
Right, but you would go for these fruity ones.
Yeah.
Most of them.
Yeah. Definitely the apple blackberry.
Yeah.
And definitely this. Although this look, the consistency of that, it's like melted ice cream.
Okay, you ready for the coup de grace here?
Yeah.
These are really cool.
It's actually pronounced custergris. Pronounced custegris. So what is this?
Okay. So these right here are the fruit and veggie melts. They're freeze-dried fruit and vegetable snacks. And this is the very berry blend, which the picture has different berries and
Let's see
pomegranate.
Let's see it.
Carrot. It's good. I swear this is good.
Carrot.
This is actually really good.
Why can't you tear it? There you go. All right, there we go.
All right, here.
You pour them on. You're going to have some of these with me?
No. I just had some today.
Right? Oh. Wow, they look like little Hershey's Kisses. Those mints.
They look
mints,
like...
after-dinner mints
yeah,
you get?
Yeah, they look like...
The chocolatey mints?
They kind of look like Kisses, and they look like drops, like kind of drops. Try one.
Are they all the same flavor?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Cool, huh? Weird consistency, right?
Yeah. Then it turns into like back to fruit.
Yeah.
It starts with like
it's like a foamy,
puffy,
it's
airy.
Almost like a foamy, like a hard foam. And they like astronaut. It reminds me of astronaut ice cream. Yeah?
No, there's a thing they have like this. There's an actual like pastry they have like this. So it's really light things. You know what I'm talking about?
Like meringues.
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 Is that what they're called? Yeah, I think maybe that
meringue. Yeah, a meringue. Something like that. Merengue or something like that.
Yeah.
They're good. This is good, right?
Yeah,
now, you know what also works?
What?
I don't have this out set up right now, but I eat this with crackers, actually, and you chew it together. It's kind of an interesting thing.
These with crackers?
Yeah.
Same consistency.
Well, it kind of changes in consistency as you chew it. You know?
Yeah, it gets in your teeth.
Yeah, I don't.
So sweet when you hit it with the sides of your tongue.
Yeah, I don't like how it gets caught in your teeth a little bit, but.
No, that's that crazy. That gives you pleasure for hours after.
Oh, if you like it, good. But I that's why I eat it with crackers, because it doesn't get caught in my teeth as much when I eat it with crackers. Because
the crackers take up the space.
But to me, this is like a candy that is. It's a candy like I've never had before, actually.
Yeah. What's the ingredients in this? This is more ingredients. Butternut squash puree, apple puree, banana puree, white grape juice, water, grape juice concentrate, carrot juice concentrate, strawberry puree. So far, pretty good. Blueberry puree, tapioca starch. Now we're getting questionable. Purple carrot juice concentrate. Color. Oh, it's for color. Pomegranate juice. Less than 1.5% of gelatin, lactic acid. All right, well. 100 calories for the whole bag. 0 calories from fat.
It's made for babies.
A lot of potassium. 70 milligrams of potassium times 4. I don't know what that percentage is that you want. I'm not a potassium guy. That's pretty good. Pour a couple more out, and then we can fucking finish this podcast.
Yeah. Started at where you're staying, and
then went to Ralph's.
Went to Ralph's.
Some nighttime happened. Some nighttime went down. All right. Well, Brent Weinbach.
Well, is it weird to eat baby food?
No.
It's good,
okay,
isn't it?
I'm going to leave you with some of these. I'm going to take some of them.
No. They're all yours.
I'm not going to eat all of them.
Come on. Just take them.
So I have them. So maybe I get addicted. I like see it late at night.
Who knows?
Would that be ideal for you if I get stoned? I'm like, fuck it. Let me try this.
You might have an itch.
All right. Do I refrigerate these?
Yes.
I do.
These all go in the refrigerator. And it says to eat these within 2 days.
Mm.
But I don't... I've waited longer to eat them, you know? But
I'm not going to be back till Thursday.
Oh, you're not going to eat them as a breakfast tomorrow or something? It says use within 2 days. I don't know.
No, I'm going to use them within 4 days. Do you think you should keep them?
Yeah. If I would do it in 4 days, definitely.
What?
I would eat it in 4 days.
So you want to keep them?
No. You can eat them.
I won't be back till Thursday, though. Thursday afternoon. Will they still be good after that?
Thursday?
Thursday afternoon is
could
when
be.
I'm back.
Could be. But I don't know. Maybe
you keep them. I think you keep them just so they won't waste.
All right.
Brent.
All right. I'm going to keep them.
Your father's side died in the Holocaust.
Actually,
they wanted food so bad.
Actually, I don't think any of my...
No, you get okay, you give me dad. That. You give me that one that I really love the most.
Oh, you want the apple blackberry?
That one's going to get 8.
Do you want pineapple, pear, avocado as well to go? Why don't you take the ones you liked a lot?
Yeah, that's what I'll do. I'll take this.
Yeah,
I'll
those.
Is that the one you hit off eight?
That one's open. But do you want this other one?
You keep. Yeah, you keep the one that's open.
No. Here, you keep both. Why don't you keep?
No. I'm not going to eat it all. You keep the ones open. I'll keep the ones closed.
Actually, that one you can save for later.
For later. That's
yeah,
what I'm
you don't have to refrigerate that one.
Yeah.
And then,
boom time.
Do you want this mixed vegetables and beef dinner?
No,
you didn't like it.
It was okay, but I'm not going to eat it within 4 days.
Okay.
I'm going to be gone.
That's right.
Eating Franklin barbecue.
That's right. Okay. And then you're taking the pineapple, pear, avocado?
No, I'm not going to eat that in time.
Really?
I'm leaving tomorrow morning.
Dude, look how big this is.
You're right. You're absolutely right. I don't know what I was thinking. You're absolutely right. You're absolutely right.
I know you
these for sure.
Yeah, those are made. Well, those you can. You don't have to refrigerate those. Those last forever.
Oh, wow.
It's like astronaut ice cream. And that's it right there. I don't know if you want this.
Thank you for burping me.
That's a good boy right there. That's a good boy. He ate 1.5 chicken sticks. That's a good boy.
Oh, you're a good customer. Do you ever get that when you're little? You're a good customer.
You know
what's
good
about... Dude, you don't have any decorations. Why don't you have any... You like sterile.
Well, I just don't want to put stuff up, you know?
Do you not want to feel like you're at home here?
No, I don't know.
What do
know.
Your parents say about eating baby food?
I don't think I've told them about it.
And your brothers and sisters eat it too.
My sister does.
Huh.
We kind of connected on that. I told my sister. I called her. I said, "You know what's good? Baby food." She says, "I know."
What? Yeah. She was already doing it secretly.
She kind of was already doing it, not secretly, but she was.
You were both doing it on your own.
She actually doesn't like the fruity ones. She likes the savory ones. She likes this. She turned me on to the beef dinner.
Wow.
And yeah.
All right. Well, thanks, Weinbach.
Hey, thanks for having me on the podcast.
You're welcome. This is pretty fun. Don't forget to check out his video on Vimeo.
Short film.
On my website, arishafir.com. Short film. Sorry.
It's different. You got to sit down and treat it like it's a different kind of situation than a regular.
I don't dance,
yeah. And thanks again.
You going to be anywhere coming up, road-wise?
No, I mean, yeah, Amsterdam. I mean, it's going to be for a while, but Amsterdam in late July, early August.
That's the next road gig you got?
Well, yeah, I think so. I haven't been going on the road lately as much.
Bro.
Well, you know, I've been trying to go on the road less these days because I'm trying to just do more stuff.
Well, mission
here.
Accomplished. You're doing it.
Well, no, I'm doing it so that I can be more active
in, LA,
in Los Angeles
scene,
doing
yeah, yeah.
stuff. You
Smart.
Know?
All right.
I got sick of going on the road, you know?
Yeah, I know what you mean.
I used to go on the road a lot. I used to go, usually 2 weeks of the month, you know?
Yeah, that's what I did.
I would go 1 or 2 weeks. I'd be gone like a third to about a third of the year, which is kind of a lot.
That's a lot. All right, I got to go. I got to upload this.
You're
killing
me.
You're killing me. I'm going to do this tonight and then go to South By.
Okay, thanks again for having me, and I'm glad you were open-minded to trying this.
Yeah, I'm open-minded.
These new delicious foods.
These could grow on me, too. That I don't see growing on me. The beef broth, the mixed vegetable beef dinner, I could eat that.
Grow on
you? No, I won't, because it's going to go bad if it's 2 days. If it was like it's good for 2 weeks, I'd keep it.
Yeah.
All right.
Okay, thanks.
Are you all right? Did I cut you off?
No.
Okay, good.
When you're strange, faces come out of the rain. When you're strange, no one remembers your name. When you're strange, when you're strange, when you're strange.
That is the episode. That's a pretty fun one. Lots of locales. Not bad, huh? Not bad at all. If you want to check my response to Mr. Howard Stern for his kind words, go to YouTube. I didn't tweet it, but I think Rogan and Duncan might have tweeted it. I think they both did. Or you can just YouTube search Ari Shaffir, Howard Stern. I don't know. That might come up. Oh my. And check my website for all the tour dates and Brent's film. And go to lumenleaf.com and stop by at South by Southwest for a chance to win a trip, a night stay in the Bates Motel. I'll fucking win. I'll stay the fuck out of that place one night. Why not? Why not? I can't wait for Franklin Barbecue. God, Franklin Barbecue. I can't wait. I'm so excited for this. Whew. All right. That's it, you guys. Have I said everything? Yeah. Don't forget, watch Joey Diaz's story this Thursday night, 12:30 Eastern, right after at midnight on Comedy Central. The very last This Is Not Happening of the year. The very last stories online. If you haven't seen them, you can see all the stories at This Is Not Happening playlist on YouTube. See some amazing stories. Ali Sadiq, start there. Find the Ali Sadiq one, go to that. Then Bert Kreischer right after that. He should be right above or below it. There's a bunch of good ones so far. All right, shall we call it? Yeah, I'm off. Enjoy South by Southwest, Ari. What? Thank you, I will. Okay, bye everybody. And Sacramento's at the end of the month, so come. Get tickets. Sacramento Punchline. 26th, 27th, 28th. March. Bye.
And I find it kind of funny, I find it kind of sad. The dreams in which I'm dying are the best I've ever had. I find it hard to tell you, I find it hard to take. When people run in circles, it's a very, very mad world. Waiting for the day they feel good. Happy birthday, happy birthday. And I feel the way that every child should. Sit and listen, sit and listen. Went to school and I was very nervous. Tell me what's my lesson. Look right through me, look right through me. And I find it kind of funny, I find it kind of sad. The
dreams in which I'm dying are the best I've ever had. I find it hard to tell you, I find it hard to take. When people run in circles, it's a very, very bad. Mad world.